Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow.
Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, the American Psychological Association, and the Ad Council.
Now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds. And the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE. Or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This is a 28-year-old woman.
And quarters. Quarters are the biggest circles.
She may sound a little strange to you and me.
Quarters are like the granddaddies of coins.
But to her 3-year-old daughter learning about words and shapes, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. And learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments like preparing for work or an errand at the bank and turn them into learning moments.
But dollars are not round.
No, dollars are rectangles.
Yeah, rectangles. I like dollars.
Yep, most people do, honey. Most people do.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease,
created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
When you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join PUSH. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margins of the black vote. So, in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Everything will be all right, he assures her. But she doesn't hear a word they say, preoccupied. She's afraid, afraid what they've been through is not right. He doesn't know what to say, so he prays, whatever, 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 whatever happens, don't let go.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Whew, this is going to be an amazing day. We have we have an amazing show coming up in the next hour. We were talking about the what happened to cops that steal, cops that ticket jack, folks. Well, we have a couple of police officers coming in this morning to talk about. Police officers that look like them committed the same types of actions, and they lost their jobs. What up with that? What up with that? We're going to have that this morning at 7 o'clock. You know you don't want to miss that show. You know you don't want to miss that show. Yes, indeed. Right here only on the Wake Up Call. We're going to have a rather long discussion on, what happens to police officers? For real, what happens to police officers? Is it about the crime or is it about those that stand accused of the crime? And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Matt Tyler. Matt Tyler is the campaign associate at Organic Consumers Association. We're going to be talking about all of the things that are going on in the world of organic farming and organic advocacy. I'm going to be talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. That's only here on the Wake Up Call. My goodness gracious, we have a much, much, much to talk about. Yes, we do. That's why they call it the Wake Up Call. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
You know, Liz, this taking of those tickets still bother me to why they haven't been fired yet. You know, it sets a bad precedent when they think that we will allow our policemen to steal, confiscate other people's property. You know, they what do you call it, premeditated, Liz. How would somebody know how many tickets to take, how many people to call up and have them ready at the go, to go in to the game? And you know,
wait a minute, and let's just talk about that for a second now, because you bring up a very, very, very good point. There had to be a whole lot of organization, a whole lot of coordination, and as you said, a whole lot of premeditation behind this crime, because it wasn't like they just took the tickets from the from these folks and then handed it to a stranger down the street. They had to call somebody,
right.
Somebody that they knew. That person had to be waiting. That person had to be standing there to get the tickets. So they knew what they were going to do. You bring up a very good point. They knew what they were going to do before they got there that day.
You know, because, you know, it's like Chief Mocha and I know he's between the rock and the hard place.
No, he's not. He's
but,
a chief.
But he ought to do what's right.
No, he's not between any rock and any. How is a chief of police between a rock and a hard place about whether to pursue crimes?
Yes.
Or is it about crime, or is it about those that stand accused of crimes?
Well, you know, that's why it doesn't sit particularly well with me. We already allow our police to get away with murder.
Mm.
And then we allow them to confiscate our cars, confiscate our homes, stop us, rib us, lock us up, lie on us.
Don't forget, terrorize the streets with these car chases up and down the streets.
Yes.
You know, but when you catch somebody, Cardinals red-handed, well, they don't go to jail. They don't get charged with a crime. We have a police officers association or the mafia saying, you know what? These are family men, you
now,
know?
Liz, how come we haven't heard from the people that they took the tickets from? Are they allowed to talk to the media or what?
I've read some accounts of the things that they have said, and they're outraged. In fact, they're the ones that chased them down. They're the ones that looked in those seats and saw people sitting in the seats. Now, how could there be people? And remember, these aren't just any old seats.
Right.
These just weren't any old games. These were the playoff games. So they looked in the seats and they questioned the people in the seat and they ran off.
Liz, now I know how many supposedly policemen that was involved. How many tickets were taken?
A good question.
How much was the face value of the tickets, Liz?
And also, these are only the ones that we know about.
Liz, you know, because everybody got it. Larceny, grand larceny.
They call it ticket jacking.
What's the difference in who mugged you?
Well.
You have a nice day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. In case you don't know, in the next hour, I'm going to have some police officers on my show to talk about, you know what? Why aren't these cops getting fired? Other cops have gotten fired for stealing. Huh. Is it about the crime, or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What I was going to say, Chief Moqua couldn't fire those 15 officers because that means he would have an excuse for another all-white academy class. Remember, stealing is stealing. And no matter how you change the words, which they never used in the media, it's still stealing. Now, the S of the...
Well, actually, it's stealing by force because they have their guns on. It's like, again, it's like carjacking.
Uh-huh.
It's the same type of thing. When somebody walks up to you with a gun on,
uh-huh,
and says, "Give me your stuff."
Right.
Isn't that stealing by force?
Yeah, that's taken by force.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad thing about that was, okay, now they said they were in the newscast. They said it was a colorblind organization. If that's to be true, in order for that to be true, then get a black or a female next time they have an election. And one other thing I wanted to ask you. You know, Craig Schnooks was talking about putting a new upscale store downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, is that going to cost $1 million like the one on Union did? And the other thing I want to know, since he had closed those stores, I guess the one on Kings Highway in Cass, had he known what he known now, would he have closed it? Because I noticed there was never any talk of the one on Lindell. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. It's starting to stack up as you hit that 44 overpass. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Look for some delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect slow traffic, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 merge is starting to stack up a bit. And northbound Route 3 is still looking good as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge on that exit. Both east and westbound Manchester at 141. Those traffic lights are not working. Treat it as a four-way stop. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and McKnight. Look for traffic to be building there. And eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for some heavy volume in pockets as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A freeze warning is in effect until about 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high around 50. This evening, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Then for Tuesday, cloudy, 50% chance of rain showers, highs in the mid-50s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another chance for showers and a high in the mid-50s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some clouds and 28 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting clouds and 30. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and your weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
The Kemp Auto Museum presents the Art of the Automobile through the end of April. The show is open to the public from Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 5 each day. The art is available for purchase through the museum. The Kemp Auto Museum is conveniently located in the Chesterfield Valley. For more information, call 636-537-1718 or email Allison at kempautomuseum.org. News to you from WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
And if after right goes too far, it's because of the things you are. Beautiful town, I love you. And if I need a moment's rest, give your lover the very best. Real out of town and silent.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning, Attorney Brown. This is Brother Bob. How are you this
Brother
morning?
Brother Bob, good morning.
Okay, fine. Look, I would just like to make an announcement this morning that the International Urban Institute Education Committee, along with several of the supporters, met pretty much all of last week in drafting and finalizing a letter that he would like to take directly to Missouri Attorney General Jay Nixon, to his office. We'd like to leave out this coming Wednesday morning. That would be, we're going to meet at 6 a.m. at 4919 North Union. This is right at Union and Interstate 70 where we'll be meeting. And if people need any more information, they should call 600-3827. That's 600-3827. And we certainly like to thank Attorney Irene J. Smith for the assistance that she rendered. We use her facilities there at the 4919 North Union. I know you and her are very busy, but we have to stay focused. And this is what you all are doing and keeping the International Urban Institute every week. We're meeting there at the firefighter building. So it's going to be something that we have to do because we have not even had a response back from the press conference that we held last month. March on March the 7th down at the courthouse, the old courthouse downtown in St. Louis. And we feel that we have voted in now. We have our elected St. Louis Public School Board members, and they was elected to do their job. And apparently if the state do take over, that means that our vote has been nullified, and I don't think that's the way the democracy is supposed to work on that. So we're asking everyone to come on over to 4919 North Union, the Interstate 70, this coming Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock. Now, there is no charge for this. The Education Committee people have reserved several vans, and there will be private vehicles also driving up. So we need to go to Missouri.
To Jefferson City.
Yes, you know, to Jay Nixon off. We need to take to do what we have to do.
All right, put it in his hands. All right, Brother Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. DNA tests freed 25 years later. Imagine 25 years later. DNA testing has freed some men. Of course, all of them are men of African descent. Two of them were freed from prison. And a third was exonerated in March, and all of them are freed as a result of DNA testing. And the thing I think that we need to understand and appreciate is the fact that there are thousands of people. We have over a million people in jail. We have over a million people in the criminal justice system. How many of them do you think are there wrongfully? And DNA is going to provide the means to free a lot of them. How many of them have died? 25 years later. We're going to be talking about the justice system this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to be joined by the president of the Ethical Society. That's the Black Police Officers Association. Eddie Simmons is going to be joining me here in the studio to talk about these ticket jackings. And is it about the crime or is it about those that stand accused of the crime? Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. Good
morning.
The discussion on Friday about this, you know, police theft inspired me to look up a couple phone numbers, and I'm hoping to give those out on the air because I wanted to emphasize this is not a done deal. What Moqua said the other day was just a recommendation, and it's up to the police board to decide, you know, what the discipline's actually going to be. So I've got the number here for the police board. And I'm hoping folks will call up and express their opinion and let these folks know, you know, just how they think they ought to handle the situation.
What's the number?
The police board is 444-5600. And that's a direct line to, you know, their secretary. And you can leave a message. And the second thing is, no matter what the police board does, it's also the question of criminal charges. And if Jennifer Joyce files felony theft charges against these officers, then by Missouri statute, they can't be on the police force anymore. You know, there are requirements that you not be a criminal to serve as a police officer. And so Jennifer Joyce, so far, she's kind of hemmed and hawed on this. Her first reaction was, oh, there was no crime committed.
Mm.
And then when there was such a backlash against those comments, she backed off the statement and said, well, I'm still deciding.
And think about the reputation. Police officers talk about it all the time. Some of them complain about it, that about their reputations, that we're not allowed to say anything bad about cops because their reputations suffer so mightily. Think about what they are contributing to their bad, how they're contributing to a bad reputation for cops. So when a cop pulls you over, you're supposed to roll your windows up and hold your hands up and say, I don't have any cardinal tickets. I don't have any cardinal tickets. You know, I mean, that's the tone that they're setting.
Oh, yes,
you know, officer, I don't have any cardinal tickets. Please let me go.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is there's a lot more to be worried about when they pull you over than just the cardinal tickets. I mean, you know, somebody called up Friday and said, you know, they've been doing this to people in other ways for a long time.
Yes, they have.
And they do. They set their reputation out on the streets, and people know which officers and just what's going on. And they expect people to cooperate. No police force of, what is it, you know, about 1,200 policemen. No police force can enforce the laws in a city of over 300,000 people without cooperation. And when you've got this kind of reputation, who wants to cooperate? People are more afraid than they are cooperative when a policeman comes up behind them.
Absolutely.
And so I've got Jennifer Joyce's phone number, too, and I'm hoping people will call her and urge her to press charges against these guys.
Okay.
So Jennifer Joyce is 622-4941.
Very good.
And so, yeah, people need to hear about this. It's not over yet.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I'd like to thank you for yesterday's Louis Farrakhan's webcast yesterday.
Oh, it wasn't me. That was the Moss that put that on.
Yes, I know. But if it was for you putting it out, I would have never known about it.
Okay.
Okay. I was watching the Ten Commandments Sunday, and it seems there was a whole lot of similarities between Pharaoh and George Bush. He has had so many pestilences put on him during this past 3 months, and I was wondering what would be the last pestilence for him, impeachment, for him to wake up?
I don't know. He's done an awful lot of wrong. There's a whole lot of stuff coming. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Huh. Oh, my goodness, all kinds of stuff that we need to talk about, all kinds of things that are going on, all kinds of issues that need to be addressed. There's an issue that I'm going to cover a little later in this week. There is the Congressional Black Caucus Institute, that's an offshoot of the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus. Huh. They are going ahead with debates on Fox News, presidential debates on Fox News. Huh. And it's causing quite a stir, as it should. What is the Congressional Black Caucus doing partnering up with Fox, with Rupert Murdoch, with the fact that Fox gave $10,000 to $30,000 to, oh, excuse me, I know why they're partnering up. Fox News gave the Congressional Black Caucus Institute $10,000 to $24,000 in 2005. They gave them $15,000 to $29,000 between 2003 and 2005. Huh. And Fox News Corporation donated $47,000 to $98,000. Silly me. I know why the caged bird sings, because they got money from Fox News. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, no matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room, it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Tonight at 5:30 on WGNU's Sloan Ranger program, don't miss the return of Doug Bando, author of Foreign Follies, America's New Global Empire. He's one of the Sloan Ranger's favorite guests. That, plus a little history, a little trivia, your calls, and more on the Sloan Ranger Show with Lloyd Sloan, 5 till 7 weeknights on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
It's starting to get so weak. Oh, oh. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen. Upon her throne, was the sweet, sweet, sweetest thing I've known. It was.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. In the next hour, we're going to talk about this local crime that I think really has national ramifications. The city of St. Louis sits as defined, despite all of the smack talk from Francis Slay's office. Nuh-uh, nuh-uh. Yo mama, you live in your mama's basement. Despite all that smack talk, we have been described as the most dangerous city in America. And we have to talk about that. What kind of city do we live in? Are we the most dangerous city in America? Francis Slay's office was, your mama, you live in your mama's basement. You live in your mama's basement. How could you say anything about us? Huh. Huh. You live in your mama's basement. Well, let's talk about this story. Some people said it's not true. Other people say that it is. Well, if you have the head of law enforcement of a city that has been described as the most dangerous city in America, if you have that chief law enforcement person from that city saying that cops who ticket jack citizens, and mind you, not just during any event, these were not Billy Joel tickets. These were not Nelly tickets. These were tickets to the Cardinals games. Not just any Cardinal game, but World Series Cardinal games. What kind of city do we live in where cops are ticket jacking people in the middle of a national event, the World Series? And then the chief law enforcement officer, Mokwa, says, well, well, how about this? How about we reduce their rank for a year? That's about it. How about we do that? Because I received a horse's head in my bed from the Police Officers Association, the White Police Officers Association, a.k.a. the Mafia. I received a horse's head in my bed, and they told me that they were going to hire Scott Rosenblum to defend these. Well, they need to hire somebody. They committed a crime. Hire who you want to. So the question is still floating in the air out there. Are we the most dangerous city in America? I guess so. If the chief of police looks the other way, when officers under his direction ticket jack citizens in the middle of a World Series game, of course we got crime going on. Of course we have crime going on. And you know what? Because it's St. Louis, we got to ask the question of race. Are there other officers out there that have been treated differently? We're going to talk about that. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Tim.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I want to
talk about Imus. Talk about Imus.
Oh, yes, you know that.
Of course I know that. I talked about it last week.
Okay, well, I was out of town, so I didn't get a chance to listen to you. Well, I was gone, so I didn't know if you talked about it.
Let me break it down. Imus, who has a radio television show on MSNBC, set in front of God, his mama, and every other American out here that bothers to watch the show, and it reaches millions of people, he referred to the beautiful sisters that played in the championship game of women's basketball as nappy-headed hoes. That's what he said about them. Nappy-headed hoes is what he said. And he should lose his job.
And that is my question. I don't understand why he is still on his seat at his job. I mean, it doesn't take nothing. I mean, all
we have a woman. We have a we have a woman.
The whole world, you know, and of course, he's going to give some Keith Richards apology, you know.
And wait a minute, we have a woman here in the city of St. Louis who lost her job because she wore a button saying, "I love being black." She lost her job because she said, "I love me. I love me." He keeps his job when he says, "I hate you."
Yeah. Yeah.
And do a compare and contrast him. Have you ever heard a person of African descent or any other color person out there go after in such a racist, intolerant way over the airways of another race?
No, I haven't. But I'm just saying, if that had been Soledad O'Brien would have said that about, and, you
well,
know,
she already lost her job.
She'd have been gone for CNN. I mean, but that Michael Richards statement that he did, an act he put on, and he still, now he wants to go on.
He calls it, he calls, and Sharpton shouldn't let him.
It shouldn't.
He shouldn't let him.
It's real simple.
You shouldn't let them. Lose your job. You don't get another. I am not going to sully my airways with your words on there. You need to lose your job. You need to lose your job.
And one more thing, too, Liz. One more thing about this cop situation. You know, it's funny how this ticket thing comes up about them stealing tickets. Now, you just imagine how many brothers are locked up in jail with drug charges, how the cops have taken their drugs, sold them, then put them in jail. Left some drugs with them,
mm-hmm.
but taking the other half and then mm-hmm. prosecute, you know, and got them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a shame. The ticket thing, of course, is big right now, but it's small in comparison to what people are being locked up for what they're really doing.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. Bill.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Congressman Ford, Don Imus, is his daddy. During the senatorial race, he was on the Imus show 3 times a week,
condoling
with Imus.
I'm sorry, I don't even remember who you're talking about. Who are you talking about?
Hal Ford.
Who are you talking about? He didn't win, did he? How'd that work out for him?
The thing with the Imus thing is that the Pat Summitt, see Vivian Stringer, she's really a beautiful black woman. Pat Summitt, the white coach for the Tennessee team, you would think she would say something about that, but she's not going to say anything.
She hasn't said anything about it?
No, she hasn't said anything about it. And then also, the NCAA women's basketball, there shouldn't be a game next year from the women's side on NBC television at all.
They didn't, the woman from the other team hasn't said anything?
She hasn't, Pat Summitt hasn't said one word. She hasn't said one word.
Ain't that some mess? And how many black women does she have on her team?
About 90%.
Ain't that some stuff?
So when Imus made the comment about the Rutgers women, the same comment falls in the same category for the Tennessee women.
Well, they are women of
on the court at the same time.
They were both on the court at the same time. He's talking about all of them.
Thank you.
Wow.
You have a great day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. He needs to lose his job forever. That's just out. It's racist. Is there any punishment for racism? Is there any punishment? I'm never going to forget. I'm never going to forget. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Charles.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Actually, I'm not surprised what Imus done and what he said or what these cops are doing.
But Charles, I don't think we're having a discussion in terms of surprise. What we're having a discussion about is illumination and connecting dots and making certain that people do what they are supposed to do. When things like this happen, we are supposed to respond to them, and we are supposed to make it clear. There will always be bad behavior every day as long as we live. But the question isn't about whether the bad behavior occurs. The question is what is the response to the bad behavior? What are we going to do now that he has said that? I'm not surprised either, but that's not the measurement. The measurement is what we're going to do about it.
Well, okay. Well, you are correct on that. But basically what I wanted to state is to make sure that the people know that we are in the land of our captors. And these are the children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren of the people who hung us and beat us and enslaved us for 400 years.
So what are we going to do about it? Are we still
going to do about it?
Yeah, what are we going to do about it?
See, I'm trying to do my part.
Well, we all got to do. We got to do more than our part. There's a million things that we have to do, and we have to be the conscience of the world.
We
have to understand that these types of things are intolerable. We will respond to them. We will make demands. We will engage in actions. We will fight this. We will write this. We will do that.
Well, Liz, what you have to do here is look for the people who try to defend this, and you have yourself. Well, we have a new buzzword now for a racist. His name is Imus.
Thanks for your call, Charles. My name is Liz Brown. You don't want to miss the next hour. I will be joined by Officer Eddie Simmons, Jr. He's the president of the Ethical Society of Police, and also Anthony Anderson, a former police officer with the city of St. Louis. We will be talking about this ticket-jacking issue here in the city of St. Louis in the next hour. You don't want to miss that discussion. Is it about the crime, or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? I'll be back. Stay with me.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, but the blow, that's the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
can you stand? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An official in Muqtada al-Sadr's organization says he hopes the next anniversary of the fall of Baghdad will see a fully liberated Iraq with no U.S. forces present. Today, thousands of marchers loyal to al-Sadr took to the streets of Iraq. In Najaf, it was 4 years ago today, the famous statue of Saddam fell in Baghdad Center Square. ABC's Hillary Brown is in Baghdad. She says the date did not mean a change in the violence.
In relative terms, it was not a particularly violent weekend. 4 Iraqi civilians, 17 were blown up in Mahmoudiya. But for U.S. soldiers, the number of those killed has almost doubled since the new security plan for Baghdad was introduced 8 weeks ago.
Before the war began, there were actually more deserters from the military than there are now, but prosecution of soldiers who go AWOL are up. Here's ABC National correspondent Jim Hickey.
One soldier reportedly was so desperate not to be redeployed to Iraq, he chopped off his trigger finger with an axe. That is an extreme example, but the military, seeing an upswing in the number of soldiers taking drastic action, deserting or going AWOL, is more aggressively prosecuting them. The New York Times quotes one military spokesperson who says the nation is at war, and the Army treats the offense of desertion more seriously. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
President Bush will be in Yuma, Arizona to check on the progress of that big fence along the border. More agents are now patrolling that area, and Ida Estrella sees a difference.
The troops in here has helped tremendously, you know, because they were overwhelmed and their manpower was so low when we got here.
President Bush will try to bring up the immigration issue again soon in Washington. How cold was your Easter? Jeanette Cook in Cleveland says she's sick of it.
This is Easter, and it's bad. I have family couldn't come and see me because they couldn't get in.
No less than 6 Major League Baseball games had to be postponed because of the cold weather. 2 were in Cleveland. This is ABC News.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Some of the British sailors and Marines held for 2 weeks in Iran are selling their stories to the media. But ABC's Linda Albin in London says it's created a lot of criticism across Britain.
I want everyone out there to know my story from my side, to what I went through.
Leading seaman Faye Turney, the only woman among the 15 British Navy personnel held by Iran for 13 days, defending her decision to sell her story to the Sun newspaper and Britain's ITV1. Speaking on Tonight with Trevor McDonald, Turney said she feared being raped and at one point thought she was being measured up for a coffin. The decision by two sailors to tell their stories has created a backlash of criticism here, but the propaganda war continues with Iran releasing fresh photos showing the crew playing ping pong.
Linda Alban, ABC News, London. Will Ferrell and his Napoleon Dynamite skating partner took tops at the box office over the weekend. Blades of Glory scored an estimated $23 million this week. Disney's Meet the Robinsons was in second place for the second straight week. Are We Done Yet? Grindhouse and The Reaping round out the top five. This is ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
It's time for another WGNU News Update. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news this morning, 23-year-old Jessica Phillips, the St. Charles woman charged with leaving her premature baby in a dumpster last May, is scheduled for arraignment today. Police say Phillips put the baby in a trash bag and left her in a dumpster behind a restaurant in St. Charles. The baby survived. If convicted, Phillips faces up to 15 years in prison. In other news, the Compton Hill Water Tower, built in the late 1800s as part of St. Louis's public water system, is now open to the public. It's one of seven water towers left standing in the U.S. and is registered as a National Historic Place. And in Ferguson, police say charges are likely against a woman in a traffic accident where a mother and her three children were hit by a car. Police say the woman pulled out of a parking lot Saturday night and struck the family as they were crossing West Florissant. No names have been released. And in Illinois, a law requiring the state's richest riverboat casinos to contribute revenue to horse racing tracks has been declared unconstitutional. The legislation was signed into law last May. It required riverboats making more than $200 million a year to turn over 3% of their gross revenues to a fund benefiting the state's nine horse tracks. In his ruling, an associate circuit judge said there's no record showing the northern Illinois boats had a harsher impact on horse tracks than those in the rest of the state. The state attorney general's office says no decision on any appeal has been made. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's this hour's update of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 364 from Marina Parkway through Veterans Bridge, look for traffic building this hour. Westbound 44 from Kings Highway, look for that on-ramp to be closed. You can use the Hampton Avenue exit if you're trying to get into the Forest Park area. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, if you have pockets of slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at Gravoy through Fort Doherty Ferry, look for delays around the 44 interchange. Westbound 270 from Old Hall's Ferry to West Florissant, look for slow traffic. Lindbergh at Midland, there's a report of an accident. Manchester, both east and westbound at 141. The traffic lights are not working. Treat those as a four-way stop. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 through the Chain of Rocks Bridge, you've got traffic building there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois Bank in the landing. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for heavy volume in the exit lanes at 70. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is starting to stack up. Northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway through 44, look for some heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving, or westbound 5570 is moving well into the Poplar Street Bridge, but it is heavy at this hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, and then again from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for some delays, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A freeze warning is in effect until 9 a.m. this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high around 50 this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-30s, then moving on to Tuesday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the mid-50s, Tuesday evening not quite as cool, showers likely, low in the lower 40s, then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy again, with another chance for showers and a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some scattered clouds and 28 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 32. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more riveting radio with the award-winning wake-up call and Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station where the issues matter most.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you deserve? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
together to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. A few weeks ago, a story hit the St. Louis paper, albeit not enthusiastically, I would say. A story that really has national ramifications. A story of police officers and scalpers and missing tickets and stolen tickets and the punishments for all of those things. We need to analyze this story. We need to break it down and make it clear of what is happening in the police department of the city of St. Louis. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me here in the studio today Officer Eddie Simmons, Jr. He's president of the Ethical Society of Police. And Eddie, we have a couple minutes before our break. Tell us why you're here today.
I'm here today, Liz. And I'd really like to say that I really appreciate SLRPO, the retired commanders and police officers that have called me in support. I have talked to them. Also the NAACP, the local chapter with Reverend Ford, and also the Clergy Coalition with Reverend B.T. Rice. I'm here today because I just want to see fairness across the board with the police department. When we've had police officers fired for far less than this, and then this occurs, and then my chief says that what this is a mistake, poor judgment. Well, that's right. Everything that you do that's not in the rules is a mistake, and it is poor judgment. But we have officers fired for license tabs. We had an officer that went to the penitentiary for the same thing that what these guys have done.
Wait a minute, the exact same thing or close to it?
I tell you what, it's like this. She worked in the circuit attorney's office, a police officer. She went to the evidence bag, removed some money, used it, and put the money back in. Now, the only thing different was she put it back in different denominations. But she put it back in the bag, and she was fired and sent to the penitentiary.
She took money out. She basically used it as a banking account.
That's what she did.
And she took money out and she put it back in.
Yes, she did.
And she was fired.
And sent to the penitentiary. Yes, she
was. And what was the charge?
Stealing.
We'll be back. We have a lot to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to be talking about these tickets, this tick, I like to call it ticket jacking. that went on in here in the city of St. Louis. Is it about the crime, or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? Stay with me.
Of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hey St. Louis, this is Syl Wilson. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl.
Excellent.
We'll talk about what I want to talk about, then we can talk about what you want to talk about, then we can talk about what I want to talk about again. So be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl. See you then.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Real life. On the cutting edge, it's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
To me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. We're talking about tickets being stolen. Eight police officers who, and I love this, the way that the paper says this, describes this, Eddie. Eight city police officers who used World tickets, World Series tickets seized from scalpers, who used them. They used them, were suspended without pay for 14 days and may lose up to $20,000 each in wages. Chief Mokwa said what they did was intolerable, but they are not thieves and they can be redeemed. What do you think when you hear a comment like that? That it's intolerable, but they're not thieves and they can be redeemed.
I'd like to explain something. The four core principle of the police department is built on leadership, integrity, fairness, and service. This incident, none of this was served. I've listened to president of the association, Sergeant Kevin Albrand, and he says that no stealing took place and only department rules were broken. Well, this is how I see it as a police officer of almost 24 years. When you arrest someone and you seize that property is seized. That property is no longer the person that you took it from. It's now in the custody, belongs to the city of St. Louis, the police department.
And it's surely not the cop who seized it. It's
no,
become his property.
Not him. But see, this is how I see it. When you seize something, like I said, but when you, and you put it in an envelope, you seal it, but when you go back to that envelope and open that envelope up, open, you no longer represent the police department. You are no longer doing the work of the police department. You're doing what you want to do. And when they brought those tickets out of that envelope, those tickets are now belongs to that man again. Those are his tickets because you are no longer working under the guidelines of the police department. That is stealing. Now, those tickets were surely the man in locked up. He can't use the tickets. The value will decrease and will leave while he's locked up because he can't get out or go to the game. But we as police officers, integrity is a big thing with this. You cannot take something and then go use it and then bring it back and put it back in an envelope. That's also lying. You're deceiving, making the courts believe that those tickets are still the same way that you put them in.
Let's talk about the chain of custody. There's supposed to be a chain of custody. So for you to get on the stand and testify that the chain of custody of this object was not broken, that would be a lie.
That's a lie.
That would be a lie.
Yeah.
And let me see. Lying under oath is perjury and a crime, is it not?
You cannot steal without lying. You've got to lie.
And one caller called in today and made a very, very, very good point talking about the premeditation of this.
Yes.
Because a ticket only has a shelf life of that day. Okay? Mm-hmm. A ticket, particularly for a World Series game, it only has a shelf life of that day. So if the police officer that is stealing the ticket is not going to use the ticket, then he has to have somebody that he's planning on giving that ticket to. That's premeditation, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It is.
And so talk to us about who's joining us on the air this morning, Anthony Anderson.
Yes, Anthony Anderson is an African-American. He was a police officer. And Anthony was working at that time, it was the Kill Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
he had similar circumstances.
Yes, Anthony took a ticket.
Describe the story. Anthony Anderson, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
How are you?
Good.
Talk to us about why are you here on the show this morning?
Well, I'm on the show this morning to remind the public and others that my incident, which occurred in March of 2000, was similar to the incident that occurred during the World Series with the eight police officers.
Talk to us about that.
Okay. My incident, like I said, occurred in March of 2000, actually March 2000, on the 11th, occurred at the Kiel, which now is the Scott Trade Center. I was at the Kiel working secondary when I encountered certain individuals scalping tickets. The policy was that they could scalp the tickets, but they couldn't scalp it on the Kiel property. My initial encounter with these individuals were just to get their compliance to sell the tickets on the opposite side of the street off the Kiel property. I won the individuals once, returned, advised the individuals again, which time I told them that I would take the tickets and return them to the Kiel's office unless I got their compliance. I didn't get their compliance. And I said, I'll give them until the time that the event starts to give them the tickets back. Once the event started, the individuals did remove themselves from the property. At this time, it was three to four individuals I took the tickets from. It was three tickets. I returned all three tickets to one of the individuals. After the event was over, maybe a couple weeks later, I was advised that IAD was investigating me in regards to these tickets. And at that time, they were saying that I had something to do with them being sold, because the individuals in the seats said that someone sold them the tickets. It wasn't a police officer, but someone at the kiosk on that day sold them the tickets, and it wasn't the individual that the broker had gave them to. This investigation went on for about a year. I had a board trial. Before the board trial, the chief recommended termination.
And this is Moqua. No, this was Henderson.
Henderson was the chief at the time of the incident.
Okay.
And the board trial. So I guess he recommended termination. You know, although before this incident, I had no issues on the department, and I had no bad track record at all. Upon going to the board trial, two of the three individuals took the fifth. And then the police department also got another individual, a kill employee. During the investigation, they threatened to lock him up in order to get a statement from him. So they began processing him and fingerprinting him, which was a form of intimidation. They had no intent of locking him up. They just wanted to get a story from him. And that proceeded into the board trial, which this individual and the IAD came up with a story that I gave him the tickets, and he sold the tickets and split the money with me. And after the board trial was over, the police board of commissioners was supposed to get back with you within 45 days. That didn't occur. About maybe 4 months later, I was picked up by a sergeant and another individual from Internal Affairs at my residence just before I was going to roll call in that, I think it was June 6th of 2001. So this is over a year later, and advised that they had to retrieve my weapon from me and take me to Internal Affairs. Once I arrived at Internal Affairs on that date, I was met by, I believe it was Reggie Harris, who was over a captain, captain of IAD at the time.
Okay,
is that correct?
We have a couple more minutes before we have to take a break. So were you charged with the crime?
No, ma'am.
You were never charged with the crime.
No, ma'am.
They took you from your job. They fired you.
That's correct. Actually, they fired me with charges of conduct unbecoming.
Conduct unbecoming, and they fired you.
That's correct. But if I'm correct, from what I got from the statement from the chief last week, I guess conduct unbecoming now is bad judgment.
It's redeemable. It's
right.
Redeemable. We're going to take a break here. We're talking about these ticket jackings that have gone on in the city of St. Louis by St. Louis police officers and the response from the chief of police that it was intolerable, but they are not thieves and they can be redeemed. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Officer Eddie Simmons, Jr., president of the Ethical Society, Anthony Anderson, former police officer at the City of St. Louis. Is it about the crime, or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather for the 7 o'clock hour. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 44 at Kings Highway. That off-ramp's closed. You can use the Hampton exit to get to where you need to be. East and westbound Manchester at 141, those traffic lights are not working. Treat it as a four-way stop. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Look for traffic building. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois Bank and the landing. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes, especially in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway through 44. Look for heavy volume there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Heavy delays there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving slowly. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. And then again from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for heavy volume there. And eastbound 364 at Arena Parkway and Veterans Parkway. Look for that accident's been cleared. That's on the western end of the bridge, but you can still expect some delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, look forward to a freeze warning in effect for about another hour and a half or so. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high around 50 this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, low in the lower 30s. Tuesday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the mid-50s, and Wednesday, pretty much the same, cloudy, 50% chance of showers with a high in the mid-50s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some clouds and 28 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31. Stay tuned for more. Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. Taking another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Tonight at 5:30 on WGNU's Lone Ranger program, don't miss the return of Doug Bando, author of Foreign Follies, America's New Global Empire. He's one of the Lone Ranger's favorite guests. That, plus a little history, a little trivia, your calls, and more on the Lone Ranger Show with Lloyd Sloan, 5 till 7 weeknights on AM 920 WGNU.
Your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
That I know. I thank my God. I've got something within me.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown, and I am here with Officer Eddie Simmons. We're talking about, and also Anthony Anderson, former police officer with the City of St. Louis. We're talking about the stealing of the World Series tickets. And, Eddie, is this about race? Do you see this about race?
Yes, ma'am. Race plays a big factor in it. It's not only about race. It's about integrity also, mm-hmm. ma'am. With the police department, let me say this. I had a meeting once in the chief's office with the department heads, myself, and that time Kevin Albrand was not the president. That time was Sergeant O'Danny, who's now a lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, given the fact the way things are going with the African Americans on the police department, I asked him, I says, let me ask you something, sir. If the white officers were treated by this department the way the African American officers are treated, what would you do? He looked at me dead in my face and says, man, we would shut this place down. So that's just, that lets you know the type of place.
It's a confession.
It's a confession that we, that he knows, the department knows, that we are not being treated fair. We just aren't.
Well, that there's racism and that racism is engaged in by this department.
Yes, it is.
And let's talk about the ramifications of this, of these actions, because it just really galls me when I continue to read the statement from Moqua about the stealing of these tickets. What they did was intolerable, but they are not thieves and they can be redeemed. Let's talk about some other ramifications that none of these articles by Bill Bryan goes into at all. These were all narcotics cops, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And they've all been subsequently reassigned.
Yes, they have.
But in their reassignment, they've left behind cases that they were supposed to be investigating, right?
Yes, ma'am. To my understanding, the city prosecutor is looking at approximately almost 300 cases that might not be able to go through.
And, you know, I'm a former defense attorney, okay? I was a special public defender. Do you know how much of a happy dance I would do to have one of these cops on the stand trying to say that my client was did something wrong? These cops can never go on the stand again because they've got no integrity at all.
Yes, the thing this incident has really put a damper.
300 cases.
Yes, ma'am. My understanding, almost 300 cases that they are looking at.
That they can't go forward with.
They might not be able to.
How could they go forward with when cops that are supposed to get on the stand, I tell the truth, I hold the whole truth, nothing but the truth, I have integrity. Well, you were the cop that stole those tickets.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Do we know that you didn't plant this stuff on him? How do we know that you didn't take his stuff? How do we know that you, how did you tell the truth? We already know. Scratch a liar, find a thief.
You know one thing, I want to say this, Liz. I realize these officers have families and everything, too. I understand all that. And it's not a personal vendetta. I'm out to get them. It's not that. But what I'm looking at, African Americans on this job also have families. And we also should count the exact same way. I beg the chief not to fire this one officer that I really sticks in my head. I told him that this cop.
Well, what happened?
He fired him. Talk
about what he did.
He was assigned to the DEA program, and what he did, he took the license plate off, not the license plate, but the tab off of that car that he was assigned to by the DEA.
Uh-huh.
And he put the tab on his car. He was in a financial ruin.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrong. That is stealing because you took it. It did not belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrong. And I would have no problem standing here saying that he should be fired. The chief, I talked to him. He explained to me that stealing is stealing. And when you steal on this department, you are gone. No questions asked.
Huh?
So.
Huh?
But
here we have these guys right here.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They're not gone.
No, ma'am.
They're not gone at all.
No.
They're not fired?
No.
And you know what? They're not even naming their names. How do you feel about them not naming your... Well, but let me ask you this. Anthony Anderson, did they tell your name?
Yes, ma'am. They had my name in the printed in the paper for several days, and I was on the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and the 10 o'clock news.
Ain't that some stuff? We haven't seen these guys' names yet.
No, ma'am.
We haven't seen these guys' names yet.
But you know what thing? I can only sit here with 100% sureness in my heart that if Eddie Simmons and 8 more African Americans were down there at that ballpark,
we'd have a perp walk that would still be going on. They would still be. You would have made national news.
They would knock on my door, have my little daughter tell your daddy to come to the door.
And they'd
yes,
have a
ma'am.
Camera there with you.
Yes, they would.
And they did the perp walk out of your house into the police
yes,
car.
Yes, ma'am. I really believe that. You know, I believe that. And also, too, you know, what really, really upsets me, too, is when the association... Sergeant Kevin Albrand.
We're talking about the white police officer.
Yes, ma'am. When he says that the association is colorblind, listen, they went to get the services of Scott Rosenblum. You will never, ever see a black man, 8 blacks, get the association to go hire Chet Pleeman, Scott Rosenblum, or anybody else high up on the ranks like that. You will not see it. But he will say that they'll do this. Now, look, let me tell you one thing. They had an officer.
And this is the white police officer.
Yeah, now I'm going to name this officer's name because he was found innocent in a court of law. Al Derrick Reed.
Mm-hmm.
For stealing. Taking money. He was found innocent in a court of law. Now, the department never brought him back. Nothing. And I asked the association, I said, well, Ethical Society of Police, I wasn't president then. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the funds mm-hmm. to handle all that, so mm-hmm. they had it. And I asked them, well, what are you doing? They told me what we did for them, we gave him an attorney, and we gave him a blue light loan. That's a little money to tide you over mm-hmm. when you were suspended. That's all they did. Now, if anything should have happened, how come they didn't get Chet Pleadman for him?
That's
Here's
right.
a man that's been found innocent in a court of law, and you did nothing. You say, hey, well, we did all we could do. But when they had the officer, I can't think of his name, I think his name was Dotson, mm-hmm. That killed the guy up on the roof. I'm going to tell you something. The department told them not to be in uniform marching into court, not to be in uniform, to be out in front of headquarters. They were in defiant, and they did it. Now, if I, the Ethical Society, would break rules like that, we would be dealt with. The punishment comes to us swift and severe.
It's not about the crime. It's about who commits it. Who stands accused of it. Let me get to some of these callers here. You have a question for Officer Eddie Simmons.
The truth will set you free, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, thank you so much for having Eddie Simmons and Anthony on your program. I'm enjoying this. The truth needs to be told. Ms. Brown, you've always told us, put race in it. Race is involved, Eddie. Eddie, be careful. They might come after you because you're telling the truth. See what they did to Anthony. These policemen need to be fired. Bill McCullen, who writes for the Post-Dispatch, they said he wrote in his column, there's nothing, they didn't do anything wrong. Are you sick, Bill McCullen? And Mocha, you're speaking out of two sides of your mouth. It's two different standards, and this needs to stop. Eddie Simmons, now I see why there's two different organizations.
Yes.
I would be so proud of your organization because the association, they're trying to cover this up and take up for this wrongdoing. It's stealing when you get through. And Eddie Simmons, you're the one that needs to be the police chief. You're the one that needs to stand up and be fair to all those people down there and know what's going on. But Eddie, you watch your back. They're going to try to get rid of you because you want the truth to be told. Don't let this go, Eddie Simmons, and God bless you and Anthony. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. And Officer Simmons, this is a decision that will be made by, it's a recommendation made by MOQA, but it will be made by the
Board of Police Commissioners.
And I was looking at a quote from Francis Slay, who is a member of the board. And again, this is just shocking. My first impulse was to ask for their badges. After thinking about it, the matter for a while, I support MOQA's recommendation. What the huh? Huh? What, did he get a horse's head on his bed, too, from the Police Officers Association?
You know, I just wish that we, as African Americans, got that kind of support on this department. Well, what I'm saying, you know, I will continue to say this. I will never stop saying it. I believe with all of my heart, if you steal, a police officer can't steal. You got to go. You must go if you are stealing. I got no problem with that. My problem is that you don't keep it across the board.
Well, the problem is that if you steal and you're white, it's cool. If you steal and you're black, you got to go.
You know, Liz, I felt kind of strange the other day. I walked into the McDonald's to get something to eat. Give me something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I walked through the door.
Yeah, your uniform on.
When I walked in, the people stood up and started clapping. They knew me. They know me.
And you know, and I was joking in the last hour talking about what this does, what these actions by MOQA, by Francis Slay, when you condone this type of behavior, it's like, so you get stopped by a cop now and you raise your hand and you say, I don't have any Cardinals tickets. I don't have any Cardinals tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, it sullies the whole department, doesn't it?
Yeah, my partner and I were working a game, this last Cardinals game. And the officer got into a little argument, a couple of verbal conflict with one of the fans, and he was telling him to get back up on the curb. The guy wanted to walk. He had his beer drinking, and he was kind of wild. And so he told him, well, what are you going to do? Take my Cardinals ticket so you can get in the game? You know, so these kind of things that we are going to have to put up with for a while. But I do know one thing, Liz. I really feel the only bad thing I feel about this is like with my family, like with my mother and my sisters. My sister was crying.
Mm-hmm.
She upset, scared for me. Now, me, I have absolutely no fear in this because I'm not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I am not being disrespectful to my chief. I'm not being disrespectful to my department. All I'm doing, Liz, is I want the people to know how we are being treated. It is wrong. If you steal, then do the same thing that you say you're going to do to them If we are doing it, then we should get fired, and they should get fired too.
And it's shocking and appalling to be part of a city where you have the top law enforcement person, Chief Mokwa, you have the head of the city, Francis Slay, both of them saying, yes. Oh, I'm cool with this. This is not stealing. At first I thought it was stealing, but then once I got my phone calls, I jumped right back in line and said, oh, I was wrong. It's not stealing. It's not. And also, when you think about it, this wasn't just any Cardinals game. This was the World Series.
The biggest game in the world.
Biggest game in the world.
Yes. Yes, it was. Mm.
You're on the air. Oh, let me hold that thought. I'll get back to you. And Anthony, when you hear all of this, what do you think?
Well, I think that the chief and everyone else above the above rank, they go and make up the whatever they want to make up, depending on the officers that they deal with.
There you go. We got to take a break. I'm here with Anthony Anderson, former police officer, Officer Eddie Simmons, president of the Ethical Society. We're going to get back to one of our callers who is a former police officer, and all of you as well. Stay with us. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
This is Judy Moskoff. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moskoff, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Officer Eddie Simmons, Jr., President of the Ethical Society. Also, Anthony Anderson, former police officer. We're talking about the stealing of the tickets during the World Series game by police officers. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. It's my understanding, Eddie, that one of the police officers was even promoted after this happened.
No, ma'am. Let me tell you about that, which I don't understand. Since I've been on this department, when you are under allegation or under investigation for misconduct, conduct unbecoming of a police officer, you can't be promoted. You can't take the test. But this officer was promoted to a sergeant.
While under investigation
for the stealing. Even though they're saying it's not stealing, I don't have any clue what you can call it other than stealing.
You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz, to you and your guests. Brother Simmons, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, this is a sergeant. I used to work with you down at Union Plaza off duty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I want to say to your audience and to everybody, Here's how you remember. I gave you the name. I said you were the Rosa Parks of the police department. No. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what I want to say is, now, I know you're going through a hard thing, man. You are clean cut. You're honest about your work. For 24 years, you've been doing an excellent job. And what I want to know is, how do you keep your cool working with, let me say this the best way I can, working with somebody, an officer, that's Caucasian, that's openly lets people know, in a sense, sneakily, that he don't like blacks. And I give you a hint. He's got a radio station on up the list. How do you work with people? I mean, isn't it hard to do what you do? And he lets people know. If a person comes on the radio and lets you know, can you imagine what the officers do that's driving around?
Thanks for your calling
okay.
question.
All right.
And working in an environment, do you see a lot of people that, amongst your fellow officers, exhibit clearly racist behavior?
No, Liz, I don't see a whole lot of that, but it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my department, I believe we have one of the best departments in the nation. I really believe that. But we have a few, that little cluster that makes it bad for everyone, and it magnifies. Because, you know, when bad things happen, everybody talks about it. When the good things happen, people don't talk about it. We have an officer, Liz, that, tell you about this one. He's on an under investigation, and he has a board trial coming up, and I think they want to they want to terminate him. Now, this guy shot a hold-up man, was never recognized for it, didn't get an award, none whatsoever. But then a white officer, almost the same thing, got the award, all this and everything too. But see, all I'm saying, Liz, all I want is for us to be treated the same way. That's all I'm asking.
You know, and I guess I have to take exception to you, Eddie, that it's just a handful of people. If we have the chief of police and white police officers as the president of the White Police Officers Association, if they say that they would shut the system down,
yes.
If they were treated like you all, it's not just a handful.
No, that's him. See, he's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know
but
him.
I know
how he thinks.
But what my point is that he knows even more than you know about all of the stuff that is going on with respect to race. He
yes,
knows.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay? And he knows that it's not just a handful of people. If the chief of police is treating people differently and handing out punishment differently based upon the color of the skin, if the chief of police is doing that, then know the others that are doing it within the system. Well, let me get to some other of the callers here. Christine, you're on the wake-up call.
Yes. I heard on a radio show that Chief Mokwa's family members received some of those Cardinals World Series tickets. Do you have any knowledge of this? And also, did you hear Mokwa say that these cops didn't know they were stealing when they stole those tickets?
Wow. Thanks for your call. Do you know anything about Mokwa and his family getting anything?
No, ma'am. I don't know anything about who got the tickets or whatever, where they went. And you know one thing? That's not my concern. My concern is the tickets were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern right there. They were stolen. Where they went, you could tie them to a dog and send them up the street. I don't care.
Because they were stolen.
They were stolen.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, I respect all the honest police officers. But I'd like to know if these officers retain their job and they supposedly lose $20,000 in income, what type of crimes are they going to do to supplement that $20,000 that they lost?
Ouch.
And where is Mike Owens from Channel
Ouch.
5? If these were 8 black officers, he would do an ambush investigation. Where is he at?
Ouch. Thanks for your call. And you're going to get questions like that when you have a department that condone stealing.
Sure.
And how does that make you? And how does that make you feel as an officer?
You know, I can't disagree with you, Liz, because this is stealing. And you know, I kept watching this story as it developed, and I never heard anyone say the word stealing. I heard everything used.
I'm looking. Let me read out of the paper from Bill Bryan, and Bill Bryan is the he's a cop reporter. The headline is 8 city police officers who used World Series tickets seized from scalpers. They even put the C's back on the scalpers. You know, they used them? What do you mean they used them? They stole them. Anthony Anderson, when you hear those types of words being used to describe their behavior, what kind of words did they use to describe your behavior?
Stealing and lying.
Yeah.
They said that you were stealing and lying.
That was in the newspaper and
on the 5 o'clock news.
They said stealing and lying.
That's correct.
I just wonder if I took, Liz, if I came to your house mm-hmm. while your car is parked out in mm-hmm. front of your, and I took your car,
mm-hmm.
and then I bring your car back,
mm-hmm.
and you see me parked, there's my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get charged with just using your car. Eddie Simmons is going to get charged with stealing your car.
Absolutely.
I just can't see, you know, this reminds me of the Rodney King mm-hmm. incident. Where he was getting beat, and they had that lawyer standing there on TV. Now, this is not really what you're seeing. Now, that stick is going down, but see,
that's not really hitting somebody.
It's not really. It looks a lot worse. Well, this looks like what it looks like. This is stealing. You can color it any way you want to color it. This is stealing. When you take something, I keep saying this over and over. See, I'm going to keep harping on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've been told for 24 years almost. When you take something from someone, when you deprive someone, and then, too, we did this with the badge on, see.
And their guns.
Had their badges and their guns.
And their guns. They had their badges and their guns when they did this. So, you know, if I had a gun with me and went and took somebody's car, what would I be charged with?
Oh, stealing.
Okay, and what with the gun, though? If I did it with the gun, what would I be charged with?
Well, if you didn't use your gun.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't have to. It's sitting right there with people looking at it. I mean, they're threatened by it. They could make that into a gun case if they wanted to.
Well, if it was me, they might probably. If it was any service right about now,
all right.
It would be everything.
All right. Sam.
Good morning again, Liz. The one thing I wanted to ask Eddie is, what was the total value of the number of tickets that were taken?
I have no idea what the total value of the tickets.
Well, let's just think about that for a second.
Yeah.
We're talking about,
okay.
Let's say, 30 tickets.
Yeah.
What do you think?
$100
a ticket?
I have.
$200 a ticket? World Series ticket? That's a whole lot of money, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, and considering that if the so-called scalpers had purchased them legally and then you take them and use them for a different purpose other than what it was intended for, for your own personal gain. Thank you.
Yeah. 1-877-920-WGNU. The Police Officers Association publicly expressed their fears that officers would be fired and vowed to fight to save their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They issued a statement saying that MoCA's decision not to fire them was fair and just. Anthony Anderson, when you hear a statement that it's fair and just to not fire people who actually, no question, stole these tickets, what do you think?
Well, I think more than likely those officers are either in the clique or they're white officers.
Mm. So, Eddie Simmons, what should happen? What should happen?
Well, I think what should happen, what the chief told me, you steal, you're off this department. That's what the chief told Eddie Simmons.
Joe Mokwa told Eddie Simmons, if you steal, you're off this department.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and I had no problem with that, even though I begged this guy.
Uh-huh.
I begged and said, Chief,
This guy just replaced a sticker from one car to his car. He's never been in any trouble
No
before.
Trouble.
Please don't fire him. He's a black man.
Yes, ma'am.
Please don't fire him. Please don't fire him. He said, if you steal, you're off this department.
And then I took heat from some of my membership over this, because I said, they're talking about, see, just going along with him. You up there by yourself talking to him. We don't know what you're talking about, and on and on and on. But I stood firm with it. I said, hey, you know, think about it, though. Really, when you steal, you should be fired. I just begged for the guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after when this happened, I got calls.
Uh-huh, from those same members.
I mean, really, you know one thing? This really put me in a real bad situation,
mm-hmm.
because there's no way I could just sit and not say anything. I had people saying, members start talking about what he's going to do, what Eddie going to do. It's always what Eddie going to do. But you know one thing, what really would have been better? All the ones who are saying what Eddie going to do, they should have been standing with Eddie.
Well, then we need to call them out and have them come out
ma'am.
There. Because the fact of the matter is that this is about all of us. And every single police officer that's a good police officer, that's a law-abiding police officer, all of you should be outraged that you all are being tarnished by the actions of these cops that are stealing, that the fight is to protect cops that steal. Now that's a horrible place for cops to put themselves in. You're fighting to protect cops who steal.
They stick together. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, listen, folks, if you the board is going to make this decision, the police board is going to make this decision, you all can call down there and make certain that they make the right decision and ignore what Mokwa says and fire these officers. The number down there is 444-5600, 444-5600. That's 444-5600. You need to call down to the police board and say, fire those officers, but fire those cops who steal. Fire those who steal. Fire those who steal. The number is 444-5600. Officer Eddie Simmons, thank you so much for joining
me this
morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Anthony Anderson, thank you so much for taking time this morning to join us.
Thank you, Liz.
And my name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. We'll be discussing this some more. Please don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. How long is it taking you to get to work today? Do you drive alone? A new study out says our commutes are taking longer and longer and that it's intruding on our social lives. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
The monotonous sound of rubber meeting the road. The long commute, 3.5 million of us, double since 1990, are said to commute 90 minutes or more to work. The extreme commute, most of us alone, no carpool. The Wall Street Journal quotes a Harvard study which says every 10 minutes of commuting results in 10% fewer social connections. One way to beat that lonely highway? Why, listen to the radio. I'm Jim Hickey, ABC News.
U.S. military is putting a positive tone on today's demonstrations in Iraq. Tens of thousands of Iraqis marched in the Shiite holy cities of Kufa and Najaf to mark the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. Colonel Steen Boylan says Iraqis couldn't have done such a thing 4 years ago under Saddam. General Jack Keane, an ABC News consultant, says despite some milestones, though, the Iraqis still have not fully embraced democracy.
The real essence of democracy, protecting individual rights and protecting minority rights, that is something that has not taken hold completely in Iraq, and I think it'll be a number of years before they can truly embrace that.
Many of the marchers in Najaf said they hoped the Americans wouldn't be there to mark the fifth anniversary of Baghdad's fall. It's the annual White House Easter egg roll this year. Better bundle up the kids, though.
The warmest folks on the wintry White House lawn may be the actors wearing huge bunny costumes. 18,000 tickets have been given to the public for a chilly day of rolling real hard-boiled eggs down a grassy hill.
That's ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. No less than six Major League ball games had to be postponed over the weekend because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our Design Print and Ship Depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Hi, what can I get you, sir?
I'll have a tall cappuccino with a touch of cinnamon and some peace of mind, please.
You got it.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have some confidence, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com.
Six Canadian soldiers were killed in Afghanistan over the weekend when their convoy hit a roadside bomb. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says despite the attack, he does not feel the Taliban are re-emerging. However, he does say,
we don't have enough manpower or enough equipment or air power to respond to certain situations, and I believe we should add that power to the fight.
Karzai on Good Morning America. Gas prices are soaring. The Lundberg survey says they're up 18 cents in the past 2 weeks. National average, $2.78 a gallon for regular unleaded. A huge fiberglass T-Rex that has stood watch for nearly a half century over the Route 1 miniature golf and batting cage in Saugus, Massachusetts, was nearly made extinct by vandals last week. They rocked it so hard the poor thing cracked at the ankles. They may need a crane to lift it back up again. The owner says he made it through blizzards and hurricanes. This is the worst thing that's happened to the poor T-Rex. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Here's this hour's WGNU News Update. I'm Peyton Colston for AM 920. In the news this morning, a head-on collision Saturday afternoon on Highway 67 near Fredericktown killed a 10-year-old girl from Granite City. Both drivers in the crash were seriously injured. Police say a vehicle traveling southbound crossed the center lane and struck the northbound vehicle in which young Samantha Morris was riding. In other news, the recent cold weather has decimated most of the local fruit crops. Fruit farmers fear the worst for apples, peaches, blackberries, and other crops whose buds were killed by the cold weather. The only silver lining might be for the wineries, although grapevines were also affected by the cold. Winemakers at Missouri Winery say the few grapes the vines do yield will possibly be of higher quality than if the vines were producing a full crop. And finally for this hour, St. Louis earned the distinction last week of being named the Yellow Pages official headquarters. St. Louis faced stiff competition from Atlanta, Georgia to earn the headquarters. The announcement preserves 655 Missouri jobs in St. Louis. AT&T also announced the AT&T Advertising and Publishing is opening a new sales center in Olivet. That'll yield 100 new sales jobs. Those workers will be responsible for selling advertising for AT&T Real Yellow Pages and yellowpages.com. Dennis Payne, president and CEO of AT&T Advertising and Publishing, says, quote, "We're proud to be based in St. Louis and to be a vital and active part of the community. Missouri's growing economic climate was one of the reasons we decided to remain here. Our employees have a long tradition of community support and involvement, so keeping our company headquarters here is good for the city and the state," end quote. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's this hour's WGNU News Update.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather for your 8 o'clock report. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 exchange. 44 westbound at Kings Highway. That on-ramp is closed, and you can use Hampton Avenue to get around that area. Both east and westbound Manchester at 141, those traffic lights are not working. Consider them on red flash at this hour. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 through Chain and Rocks Bridge. Look for traffic building. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank in the landing. Look for some traffic to be stalling out a bit, but everything seems to be moving at speed limit. Northbound 270 between Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that is starting to stack up a bit. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some delays. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight and then again from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. Look for heavy volume going on there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, a freeze warning is in effect until 9 a.m. this morning, which is about an hour. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high around 54 this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 30s. For Tuesday, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high will be in the mid-50s. Tuesday evening, showers likely with a low in the lower 40s. And on Wednesday, pretty much the same, mostly cloudy, another chance for showers with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some scattered clouds and 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting scattered clouds and 32 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
To give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air,
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
privilege. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown Simmons. Name 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown, and thank you for taking my call.
Korean veteran, good morning.
Well, I called in, Miss Brown. I knew a police officer on the force. I think it was Officer Dennis McGlynn. He was a family man, and I thought a very outstanding young policeman on the force. And I know that to prove how racism works, they got rid of him. And he was telling young black kids how to act when the police stopped.
He wasn't talking about it during business hours. He wasn't talking about it in his uniform. These were words that he said, and he was removed.
That is correct.
We have cops that steal in uniform with their guns.
My man was doing a good job. He was telling the young people how to act whenever the police officer stops him. I thought that was a plus, but they got rid of him.
We have cops in uniform stealing. In uniform with their guns, with their badges, stealing. And Francis Slay and Joe Mokwa say, oh, well, you know, we'll just...
And I heard one of the guys that works for the Post, and he was talking about that they should give him a pass on it. I thought they should have been fired.
Mm.
All right, I'll be calling 444-5600 day and ask them to fire those people.
444-5600, that's the number down at the police board.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, I knew Officer Simmons personally. We talk all the time. I was waiting to talk to him personally.
But I'm saying it's an insult every week that we wait to talk to someone that a part of the city or regardless of their county to make some sense with people, the taxpayer, when it comes down to police problems. And we really get insulted. That's why I want to talk to them about it, because this got to stop. You know, after every fire you leave there and we call in and we get disrespected and nothing done about it when we call and talk to station managers, this got to stop this.
Yeah.
We're tired of it. I'm sure what we're going to do, we're going to pick it where you work at. We're going to demand them to go. They got an hour. Don't need that. He's an insult to us. He jokes with us. We're not them or they. We're getting tired of this man abusing us. No one can call in and talk with him with some sense without getting insulted about it. And we're tired of it.
All right. Thanks for your call.
We're sick of him.
1-877-920-WGNU. Brian.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi, Liz. My name is Brian Gilmore, and first of all, I'd like to commend Eddie Simmons on first his bravery for speaking and coming forward. I'm a retired St. Louis police sergeant. I'm a black man, and I was a police officer for 26 years. And yes, racism does exist, but I think we as black men must learn that you can't be afraid to stand up against the power structure. And you know, it for years we've been taught to, if we want to keep these good jobs, if we want to be thought of as a prudent police officer, that you know, you got to kind of keep your mouth shut when things like this happen. I mean, you do your job, but you kind of you must stand down when you see things when they deal with race. And until we learn, or until the ranking black officers have the fortitude and the courage to stand up for the things that they see that are obviously wrong, this is going to continue to happen.
What the black police officers need to do is what the African firefighters have done. They have created an institution, fire, here in the city of St. Louis,
absolutely,
that is well funded, that is well supported, and has well focused on their issues. The Black Police Officers Association, the Ethical Society, doesn't have that.
Sure, you're right.
And that is where the beginning needs to take place. You need your organization, and your organization also needs to work in coalition with other organizations out there that are doing well.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Phil Wilson. Oh. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and
we'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, St. Louis.
Hey, St. Louis. This is Syl Wilson. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl.
Excellent.
We'll talk about what I want to talk about. Then we can talk about what you want to talk about. Then we can talk about what I want to talk about again. So be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl. See you then.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
First Amendment reads, "The people shall not be deprived of their right
to speak.
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind. Help beat the odds. Call 1-888-4STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you all want to call the Police Board of Commissioners, you need to. These cops that steal should get fired. The number there is 444-5600, 444-5600. If you steal, you should be fired. I mean, that's not difficult math. Cops that steal should be punished really, 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 really heavily. For real. I love the line from the White Police Officers Association. These men have families. Well, so do the people they stole from. They have families too. What, you got the corner of the market? We only pay attention to families when it's a police officer's family. So not only is it police officers whose lives are more valuable than any of our lives, but it's also their families' lives are more valuable than our families' lives. I'm telling you, can't let folks get away with that kind of assessment. All of our lives are valuable. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Matt Tyler with the Organic Consumers Association. We're going to talk about organizations like Walmart trying to enter into the organic food market and what that does to the branding of the word organic. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. As of Friday, the Pentagon has identified some 14,000 National Guard soldiers who may go to Iraq for deployments that last as long as 2010. The Pentagon is likely to announce that four National Guard brigades, each with about 3,500 troops, have been alerted for possible deployment in Iraq as part of the rotation of forces to begin later this year and last into 2010. Four brigades, each with around 3,500 people. You know, soldiers are just doing all kinds of crazy things not to have to go back to war, to Iraq. Cutting off fingers, fleeing, coming up missing. Why do you think they're doing that? You think it has anything to do with the fact that this is an immoral war? You think that has anything to do with the fact that they know that what they're doing there doesn't make a difference and, in fact, is making it worse? Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that we have a government that engages in military strategy and international politics, all of those based upon the foundation of lawlessness? You don't believe me? Check this out. Friday, the Guardian newspaper drafted an article, printed an article, saying that the United States of America, that would be your country and mine, the United States of America admitted openly for the first time that it was actively working to undermine the president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe. That they're actively working to do that. So all of y'all out here with your little opinions about Zimbabwe, you think you came to them in some kind of honest way? It's because the U.S. government is out trying to. Now, Robert Mugabe has been elected president with a better majority than George W. Bush. Our State Department, using our money, has admitted sponsoring events at discrediting statements made by President Mugabe's government. And what has President Mugabe, repeatedly said? Oh, yeah, that U.S. and Britain are seeking a regime change. And you don't have to believe me. All you have to do is go to the State Department's 5th Annual Supporting Human Rights and Democracy Report. It sets out in detail the actions that the U.S. government is taking worldwide to promote the United States government. The State Department's report said, quote, to encourage greater public debate on restoring good governance in Zimbabwe, the United States sponsored public events that presented economic and social analysis discrediting the government's excuses for its failed policies. Huh? 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 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have a military government. Did I say that? Military government? Huh. Oops. We have a government that is bent on lawlessness, unfairness, not playing by the rules, dishonesty. If you don't like President Mugabe, then what you need to do is engage in conversations with President Mugabe and see if you can come to some kind of accord. Instead, our government spends our money putting out lies about President Mugabe in order to get rid of President Mugabe, a democratically elected president of a country. How much money? About $50 million spent on that. Imagine what $50 million could have done in your city. Imagine what that could have done. Oh, 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 44 between Kings Highway and Hampton. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's at Hampton. Eastbound 40 between Boone's, between Long Road and Boone's Crossing. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked at this hour. There are two accidents in this area, so expect some delays. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel through 94. Look for road construction reduced to one lane. Westbound 70 from 5th Street through 94. Look for road construction that has left lane closed at this hour. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44. Look for a stall north of 44 that's been cleared and is causing some traffic tie-ups. Westbound 270 from Lilac through West Florissant. Look for right lane closed due to road construction. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. That traffic's lighter than normal. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect no delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Northbound Route 3 north of Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no slowdowns to report. And westbound 44, once again, at Kings Highway in Hampton. That accident's been cleared now, so expect traffic to be flowing freely here soon. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A freeze warning is in effect for about another half hour or so. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high around 50 this morning. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Tuesday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s. Tuesday evening, showers likely with a low in the lower 40s. And on Wednesday, pretty much the same, mostly cloudy, chance of showers with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some clouds and 32 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 34 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Tonight at 5:30 on WGNU's Lone Ranger program, don't miss the return of Doug Bando, author of Foreign Follies, America's New Global Empire. He's one of the Lone Ranger's favorite guests. That, plus a little history, a little trivia, your calls, and more on the Lone Ranger Show with Lloyd Sloan, 5 till 7 weeknights on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Well,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Vernon, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I have a quick question for you. You remember a short while back when this policeman shot that young teenager, I don't know how many times?
Yes.
You did. I didn't hear it. Not a single black police voice speak out in disrespect, disgust, anything else. Now, here's the go. Now, why is it these people actually think these black policemen, I won't say all of them, some of them, even care that bad about black people? All they know is they think pretty much like a lot like them. So they're not about to jeopardize their future, their lives, save anybody outside their own behind. And that's just the truth of it. What do you think?
What do I think about?
These people are crazy that think these black policemen are going to be standing up for black folks. They're not going
to
do it.
Oh, well, I've seen some of them do that. What the challenge to the black police officers is, I would never say that they're never going to do that, because I've seen some of them, and some of them at great expense to themselves, do it. But the challenge to them is to get an organization that is strong enough to protect them and to work collaboratively with other organizations out there. Everybody should be standing in alliance with black police officers, all organizations out here, about what's happening to what. Clearly what we see with Mokwa's response to stealing is, it's okay to steal if you're white. And so other organizations need to be up in arms about that, and coming out and standing in solidarity with the Black Police Officers Association, the Ethical Society. And the Ethical Society needs to empower itself and make itself stronger, because there are tons of battles out there that they need to fight that they are not fighting because they are not strong enough.
Right, and that's why they should get with other organizations. If there's not enough of them, they can pool that thousand and resources to become stronger.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Thank you so much, Vernon.
Have a good day here.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Bob.
Yes, Liz. Thank you for getting me on here. You talk about, you know, crime and punishment, and I just happened to think of this white man that killed the black girl and dismembered her body, and the judge sentenced him to 15 years. Mm. And the family just nearly went crazy. It was just premeditated first-degree murder. But they made a plea bargain and gave him 15 years.
But remember, and when we talk about plea bargains, he didn't do anything. The prosecuting attorney's office decided to make whatever offer they decided to make. His defense attorney obviously told him to take the best deal that he could get. The question becomes, why did the prosecuting attorney's offer up a great deal like that? Why did they do that?
That is the question. And my subject I wanted to talk about, I just got hung up on this policeman thing, and they need to be punished, and crime needs to be fed out to those who do it against blacks, just like whites. And we need to start demanding that when black people are criminalized, that they have punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to think here today, when are they going to understand that the president is talking about a 10-year war? Who is going to fight this war for him? You can't keep sending the same National Guard troops back for 10 years. And if he's not going to have a draft, these boys are getting killed, boys and girls, are being killed in this mess that we've got going. And John McCain comes home and says, everything is fine. And on the 2 days he was over there, 8 Americans were killed, 6 Canadians were killed yesterday. How can things be getting better?
Well, wait a minute. And there were women and children killed the day after that he left.
Yes.
So,
and 56 found dead in one day.
There
and
you go.
I think 76 killed the next. And all around Baghdad, where all our troops are in Baghdad, and all the rest of Iraq is going to hell. Well, somebody has to tell this president that, just like someone did tell him, I think, last week, he was elected president, or selected president, not king of the United States.
Mm.
But I think that's what he believes. And it's just Somebody has to get to this. If it's Nancy Pelosi, if she has to go and talk to the Syrians, somebody has to. Condoleezza Rice is not doing it.
And absolutely. And isn't that interesting? Why wasn't Condoleezza Rice there? What is she doing nowadays?
She went there and told the Syrians what President Bush wanted her to tell them, and they told her to go home.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to go back and talk to these people, and I see nothing wrong with Nancy Pelosi doing it.
Well, he didn't have any problem.
6 years.
But wait a minute, Bob. Republicans were there a few weeks before Nancy Pelosi talking to the same dude.
That's right, senators.
Senators, so...
And she's third in line for the presidency. Shouldn't she know what's going on?
But shouldn't the story be, wait a minute, how is it that you're talking about her when you weren't talking about Republicans? That's the story.
That is the story, but she's so bad. And I keep listening, talking about the Democrats won't give their troops money, and they're now being called traitors because they're turning against the troops. This is ridiculous. They gave him more money than he asked for, and he keeps talking about this pork in it. Well, it's always been pork in it. It's just that the oil companies was getting it and are still getting it.
Thanks.
So I hope they just get on top of this, and I hope people start understanding that we're going to lose every young man or woman that dies from now on. George Bush should take the message to the family personally and tell them why he was killed or she was killed.
Thank you. Your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Alfred.
Hi, Dan. I made a statement a couple of weeks ago, and Alderman Troop called in and said Alfred must be one of those many blacks that think that blacks should hold themselves, try to act twice as good when they get these jobs. You know, that's the way we were taught back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now, just like this police situation, they pull out blacks, how they treat blacks today. If they do the same as whites, they're going to get fired. That's just the way things are.
But, Alfred, you're pulling...
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. You're pulling the wrong message from the story. You're pulling... That's not what anybody was saying. What people were saying, what Officer Simmons said was that stealing is wrong.
Wrong, yeah. Oh,
but wait a minute. If you're going to if stealing is not... Then you shouldn't, if stealing is wrong, why are white people getting away with stealing? It's more than stealing. It's about racism in this department.
Right.
So the bottom line is that nobody said stealing was, he also said that I went and advocated for a guy who made a mistake. And the chief said to him, stealing is wrong.
Yes.
Okay, stealing is wrong. Okay, got that. But you can't, I'm not mad at anybody that goes and advocates for one of their own. I'm not mad because it starts at the top. The top says, no, stealing is wrong. Okay,
I agree with
stealing
you.
Is wrong, then why aren't these white officers fired?
That's what I'm telling you. I agree exactly what you said. If we do something, it's one standard. Other people do something, it's other standards. We're just going to have to live with that and try to work around it. That's the way
I don't know what that means, Alfred. What do you mean that we have to find a way to work around it? No, our job is to say that there is a standard, because what you're describing is no standard. The standard is stealing is wrong, and we should raise Cain. We should get people fired from their jobs. We should change the world when the standard that says no stealing allowed by cops is violated.
Yeah, but
period dot.
What happened when one race do it and then we do it, we get fired.
But we're
but
not complaining. There's
saying,
no complaint about
I'm
that.
Is, it's not right either way.
Nobody is saying that it is.
Huh?
Nobody is saying that it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I think we are we agreeing, but we coming at it different ways.
No, you go back. You're going back.
Hey, things are the same like they was back in the 50s and the 60s. Don't fool yourself.
Who's fooling myself?
Don't fool. But like I say, what older blacks told us, look, y'all getting in these positions, don't think y'all going to be equal. Y'all better be twice as good just to be equal.
And here's the thing.
Out of trouble.
And here's the thing. Here's
the thing.
I disagree with that. Absolutely disagree with that. I understand why people said that back then, but I absolutely disagree with it. Because you know what it says? It says that black people should, in order to get a job, you have to do some the same type of job with one standard. I have to come in and create a new standard in order for me to get the job? No, there's one standard. And I'm going to be held to the same dang standard that you're going to be held to. I'm not going to be held more to that standard, and I'm not going to be held less to that standard. I'm not going to tell my child that you got to go in and you got to do more than somebody because they white. If you're going to do more, do it because you are an African person, and that's simply how you roll. But you certainly don't start with, well, if I've got to go in and do more than white people. No, you just do more because that's who you are, not because there are any white people there. That's a defeating attitude.
I agree with you, Liz, but what I'm saying is what they taught us back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the older black people, them things are still going on today. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks a lot.
Bye now.
1-877-920-WGNU. D.
Poor Alfred. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
If not for public outcry, this police situation would have been swept up under the rug.
Fact.
You know? But, you know, it's like when an independent entrepreneur is making money, he bought some tickets to sell them, and no matter what he's, that's the American way. We buy and sell. That's what we do.
Fact.
That's what Halliburton does.
Fact.
And it's called, what is it called when he do it? Free enterprise.
Mm.
And they're going to call the independent entrepreneur scalpers. I don't think they were doing anything wrong in the first place for the police to bust them.
Fact.
Let's just go take that stuff.
All right.
And for Bob, tell Bob, I think they're planning on sending those poor black men in prison to do that little dirty war.
Mm.
Good morning. Thanks, Dr. Brown.
All right. Thank you, Dee. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, yeah. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a Motivational Moment. If you always do what you've always done, then you will always get what you've always got. If you want something that you've never had, then you must do something that you've never done. If you always think the way you've always thought, then you will always get what you've always got. So please join me on Mondays from 1 to 2 for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Do like a butterfly. I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even if no one else wants it. And if I try to take it, they wanna bring me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm gonna cut the mama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the
greatest man alive.
I can't sweat it, no, I got to get it. I'm the
greatest man alive.
Without no doubt.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to talk, tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don Imus said on his radio show, those are some hardcore hoes, when he was talking about the Rutgers team of basketball players in the NCAA, the women's championship game. Imus was speaking with producer Bernard McCurk about the game. We're talking about millions of people on more than 70 stations and MSNBC. They also called them jigaboos as well. That's some nappy-headed hoes out there. Hardcore hoes is what they said about a women's basketball team. And Imus said, I'm a good person who said a bad thing. I'm a good person who said a bad thing. Here's what I've learned. You can't make fun of everything, everybody, because some people don't deserve it, huh? What does that mean? You can't make fun of everybody because some people don't deserve it. So it's a matter of the basketball team didn't deserve it? No, it goes a lot deeper than that, Don. These are racist statements made. Imus said he was embarrassed by the remarks. He said he made the comments in the course of trying to be funny. I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person, and I said a bad thing. But these young women deserve to know it was not said with malice. Huh? You mean it wasn't said with a hood on your head? True fact. It was not said in front of a flaming cross. True fact. It was not said with a noose hanging from a tree. True fact. But you don't have to have a burning cross. You don't have to have a noose hanging from a tree. You don't have to have your hood on in order for you to say a racist thing. It was not said with malice. You called them nappy-headed hoes because of the color of their skin. How would you define malice? And then he went, guys, then he went where all folks, racist folks go. I got black friends too. They dig up their old 20-year-old college roommate for 15 minutes. Only Imus did it worse. Listen to this mess. He said, I'm involved with the Imus Ranch. It's a cattle farm for children with cancer and blood disorders in New Mexico. And 10% of the children who come to the ranch are black. Huh? What the? Huh? I'm sure you call them nappy-headed hoes, too. I'm not a white man who doesn't know any African Americans. I want to meet with the Rutgers players and their parents and coaches. And I'm grateful to be on Reverend Al Sharpton's show on Monday. You know what? Shut up. You need to get fired. You need to lose your job. Because at what point, I mean, it's not enough to say I'm sorry. It's not enough to say I'm sorry, because all that means, not in something like this. There are some cases where a sorry is enough. You 150-year-old man who called women of African descent when you saw them nappy-headed hoes. That's a slur on so many levels. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Marty.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
So far, so good.
Talk to me.
You know that Imus thing is funny. He was really, you know, I think his ratings are going down, and people use controversy to bring their ratings up. Not saying that he should get away with what he said, but I think he sounds like he's desperate, you know. And
you
then,
know what? He sounds like he racist to me.
Yeah, he's that too. No, he wasn't getting off that easy, dude. I think Imus, he should suffer the consequences, just as the cops who did what they did should suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just as any other person who they would go through, you know, a black person would go through all the problems that they would have to go through if they did the slightest thing off kilter, you know?
And here's the thing, irrespective of that, irrespective of how people of African descent are treated, the right is right, wrong is wrong. If you're a cop and you steal, you should have to go to jail for twice as much time as everybody else.
Especially the ones who are supposed to be the ones that supposed to be enforcing the law and stuff like that. That means that no telling what else they did down the line, you know, and then they just finally got caught, you know.
Thanks for your call, Marty. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing this morning?
Gerald Christmas, good morning.
I was listening to your comments on Imus, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Apology is not enough. He should be terminated. Those statements are racist, and he needs to be terminated for making those statements on the airwaves.
That's
fair. There's no and ifs or buts about it.
That's fair.
People think they can just apologize and then come on an African-American show or come and apologize to the team, and that's going to make it all right. That's not going to make it all right. He needs to lose his job.
And if he were a real man, if he were an honorable man, he would step down from his job and say, you know what, I don't deserve to be on the air. I have squandered the trust. I have engaged in racist behavior, and I want the world to know that when you do this, that there are consequences and serious consequences to this. But
if he was an honorable man, he would have never made comments like that on the airway.
Well, that,
so we can't
that
even
too.
Expect
that too.
To reach the level, to reach that level, to really recognize it. But he needs to be terminated.
Absolutely.
For that behavior, making those comments.
Absolutely.
And we need to keep pressing MSNBC and NBC that they terminate him.
And I also think that we also need to make certain that people of African descent who let them on their show, people like that on their show, don't give them a free pass, because I believe that Michael Richards got a free pass when he went on Jesse Jackson's show.
Right.
Jesse Jackson's
they give him a free pass. I don't mean to interrupt you, but they give him a free pass and let them come on and apologize. But an apology is not enough when you make statements like that, because then they want to come on and say, well, I'm not a racist. Yes, you are racist when you make statements like that. I mean, what does a person have to do to have to just burn somebody now?
Yep.
You know, when you make a statement like that, you are racist. When you start making statements like that on the airwaves, you are racist, and you can't come on and try to apologize that away.
And again, I believe that Jesse Jackson gave Michael Richards a free pass. He didn't call him out a racist. He let him go on, do his mea culpa, and then how do you know that? Because after that, Michael Richards did the same thing that Imus is going to do after he gets on Sharpton's show. They're going to say, well, I went to the black community and I apologized, so, you know, forgive me. I went to black folks, I said I was sorry, now let me keep doing my gig.
I agree. We need to email. I agree with you. We need to email Reverend Sharpton and let him know that coming on your show is not enough. You need to come on the show and ask him to step down.
Fact.
Take care, Liz.
All right. You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. I wanted to say, you know, the two young guys that was on the Clearwater Channel, they got fired because they said something about a cop and it was a joke, but they got fired and one of them still haven't found a job.
Well, now.
What's the difference?
There
they
you go.
They need to look at that, too.
There you go. Thank you. I forgot about that, and you're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right.
They have, in fact, one of them, like, a friend of mine was her son.
Okay, well, you know what? You have their number?
I have one of them.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Howard get that information from you.
Okay.
Because we need to talk to them, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. In the next hour, we're going to be talking. We're going to be going organic. In the next hour, we're going to be going organic with Matt Tyler. He is the campaign associate at Organics Consumer Association. And we're going to talk about their efforts to promote a boycott against Horizon Organic, a supplier to Walmart. And we're going to talk about why. And so much more that's going on in the organic industry. My name is Liz Brown. You don't want to miss that conversation. Stay with me.
Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop
being sad. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. You think your kids will be brilliant because you're raising them on Beethoven and Baby Einstein? A new study shows spending big bucks on products to make babies smarter may be wasted money.
Feeling smarter yet? A lot of parents believe playing Mozart or Bach for babies and toddlers will help them ace the SATs later. Billions have been spent on Disney-owned Baby Einstein and other products aimed at kids up to age 3. But a new report says efforts to build brighter babies are doomed to fail because they're based on misinterpretations of brain research. While Mozart probably won't hurt, researcher Sarah Mead says we're far from knowing how to build a better brain. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Another study shows our morning commute is getting longer. 3.5 million of us travel 90 minutes or more to work, most of the time alone, not on mass transit or in carpools. 4 years ago today, that famous statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled in Baghdad, but the anniversary saw no let-up in violence. ABC's Hillary Brown says Iraqis are frustrated.
I don't think anyone here says that things have got better. Yes, they have freedom of expression, but there is an appalling level of violence in what is really a civil war, according to one estimate. It has killed more than 500,000 Iraqis.
Hillary Brown in Baghdad. Jury selection begins in the small western Tennessee town of Selmer today. Minister's wife, Mary Winkler, is on trial for shooting and killing her husband in March of last year. She was found in Alabama the next day, along with her 3 young daughters. Let the rolling begin. A military band marking the start of the annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn.
In Washington, we know spring has arrived when the White House lawn is filled with children for the Easter egg roll.
First Lady Laura Bush surrounded, no doubt, by some shivering kiddies. Temperatures are barely in the 40s in Washington. It was so cold over the weekend that no less than 3 Major League Baseball games had to be postponed. This is ABC News.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our Design Print and Ship Depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Hi, what can I get you, sir?
I'll have a tall cappuccino with a touch of cinnamon and some peace of mind, please.
You got it.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have some confidence, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details or visit FordCPO.com.
In Tehran, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Iran is ready to begin industrial-scale enrichment of uranium that would expand a key nuclear process that the U.N. Secretary Council hopes to halt. Grindhouse did not top the box office this weekend, but directors still believe in their project. Here's ABC's Bill Deal.
It was called The Grindhouse.
Filmmakers Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez have brought The Grindhouse back with a double bill of thrillers. Tarantino's film is Death Proof.
This car is 100% Death Proof.
Rodriguez's feature is Planet Terror.
I'll lose the arm, Joe.
What do you mean, lose the arm? My arm?
What's the audience for Grindhouse? Here's what Tarantino and Rodriguez say.
Everybody who loves movies should love it.
Hopefully, if it works correctly, it's almost closer to a rye.
Planet Terror and Death Proof. Only at the Grindhouse.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Here's this hour's WGNU News update. I'm Peyton Colston. In Jefferson City, Democratic State Senator Harry Kennedy has incorporated legislation extending family planning and cancer screening services to as many as 90,000 women into an omnibus health care bill advancing in the Senate. Kennedy says, quote, "This broadening of health care coverage is an important and significant change in direction compared to actions in the recent past." That's in reference to drastic eligibility cuts made by the Republican-led legislature in 2005. Senator Kennedy's initiative broadens health care coverage parameters for women who seek counseling on family planning issues and cancer screening procedures. The Senate adopted an expanded version of Kennedy's amendment and soon after gave the entire bill an initial passing vote. A second passing Senate vote moves the health care bill to the House for similar consideration. Meantime, in Illinois, Monroe County authorities are investigating a collision with a train that injured a man, his 16-year-old daughter, and his 10-year-old son. The three were in a pickup truck Sunday afternoon near Maystown when the crash occurred. Authorities have not identified the three victims. The truck was pushed into a nearby cornfield and totaled. Authorities say none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. And we have a few business notes this morning. Popsicle motor scooters are available for purchase and rental in St. Louis's Central West End at the new Popsicle store. All electricity usage in the Natural Way Health Food and Vitamin Center stores in Webster Groves, Creve-Coeur, and Finan is now based on wind power. And Vantage Homes is opening the Enclave at Deer Creek Subdivision in North O'Fallon, Missouri, with 22 lots. That's WGNU News for this hour. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I am Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and Boone's Crossing. Look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked at Boone's Crossing. There's two left lanes eastbound and left lane on westbound. There's two accidents in this area, so use caution. Expect some slowdowns. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Gravois. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's at Gravois. Expect stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 44 between Soccer Park and 270. Look for disabled vehicle. Right lane and the exit lane to 44 are blocked at this hour. Eastbound 70 between Zumbel and 94, look for road construction. Roadways reduced to one lane. Westbound 70 between 5th Street and 94, look for road construction. Left lanes closed. Manchester, both east and westbound at 141, those traffic lights are not working. Treated as a four-way stop. And westbound 270 from Lilac through West Florissant, look for road construction. Right lanes closed. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street. Bridge is looking good this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street. Bridge is on the move. That is a look at your traffic for this 9 o'clock hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Partly sunny day with a high around 50. This evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of rain with a high in the 50s. Tuesday evening, showers likely with a low in the lower 40s. Then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy again, chance of showers with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some clouds and 36 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting some clouds and 39. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. I have done many, many shows about the things that happen in our government. And in particular, the shows that deal with the regulation by our good government. There are a lot of us out here that are trying to do the right thing. It's hard. I know that it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Not George Bush hard, but real hard stuff. It's hard out here to do the right thing. And doggone it, those of us that are trying to make the effort to engage in the right behavior, it should not be made more difficult by the failure of our government to do what they are supposed to do. Let me be specific. I try to buy organic products. I do. I buy them for the reason that they are organic. And I buy them for the reason of my understanding of what organic is. And it troubles me mightily that when I'm trying to do right, there are others in our good government that are not, and others in the private industry out here that are not doing right either. We have to examine And you know, and I guess that is this is simply a reminder that we have to be responsible consumers. We have to read labels, and we have to be knowledgeable about what is real that's out there. And we also have to be responsible and try to make our government hold up their end of the bargain. And that is to hold businesses to requirements. We're gonna have a discussion this morning about organic. What is organic? Who is organic? And what our government is saying is organic. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Minnesota, Matt Tyler, campaign associate at Organics Consumer Association. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Very good. Matt, what is the National Organic Dairy Standards? What are those?
Well, basically, they're rules that have been put in place for organic dairy producers. And basically, you know, whenever someone transitions to organic, they have to get certified. And they have to go through.
Anybody just can't put organic on their milk and call it a day.
Yes, that's at least in theory how it is supposed to work. Now I can go through later on. We can go through some examples that we've found that show that the government isn't really enforcing this properly. But I give you the overview of how the organic labeling kind of scheme was envisioned originally in the Organic Food Production Act. In 1990, and then we can talk about where it's starting to fall apart.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Matt Tyler, campaign associate at Organics Consumers Association. He's joining us from northern Minnesota. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920. WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Matt Tyler, campaign associate at Organics Consumers Association in Northern. He's joining us from Northern Minnesota. Matt, welcome back. You started to take us to the beginning.
Yeah. Well, we can trace the organic movement really back to, if you want to go way back, you know, it's what farmers used to do back before the tractors, back before all the chemicals. Organic farming is what a lot of farmers used to do. There was variants of it, but they used to do it. They'd have animal manure. They'd work that back in the soil. There were some scientists in Britain that kind of helped refine some of the techniques. take it to a higher level. But basically, farmers didn't use, machinery or chemicals or artificial fertilizers. And then along came the, development of the tractor and development of agricultural chemicals, and those got pretty heavily used. And then, we had the Dust Bowl and other things that happened during the Great Depression, and some of those things were due to
over-farming,
exactly. And some of that was due to newly implemented techniques that we're using, and some of it was due to the fact that people just plowed up too much land.
And that they should have listened to George Washington Carver about how you're supposed to be planting your fields, the rotations that you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly, yes, mm-hmm. Because although there were scientists studying it, they didn't always get, not everyone was listening to them. So,
mm-hmm.
In any case, there was a number of people after that, if you trace the development of it, that realized after the Dust Bowl, for instance, Lundberg Organic Rice is a family company, and they were started originally by someone who survived the Dust Bowl, moved out to California, wanted to grow rice, and realized from his experience that he didn't want to use those chemicals, and he wanted to stay kind of traditional. And so there's some people that have been organic all along, And then come the 70s, you had a lot of concern about health food, especially because at that time the industry started rolling out all sorts of additives and more complex ways of processing things and taking more nutrients out. And so people really got motivated to get more healthy with the food and create an alternative to that. And so you had a grassroots movement of small farmers spring up all across the country, and they kind of refined what it meant to be organic, and so they set pretty rigorous standards, and they developed regional boards that were kind of independent certifiers. They weren't part of the government. One of them was the Organic Crop Improvement Association in Minnesota, and they also did, crop breeding and so forth in the traditional way. But they were independently certified. So you could buy organics like in the 80s that were certified, but they were independently certified by groups that had no connection to the government. And so then this started really gaining steam, and some states started to implement organic boards and kind of regulate it on their own. For instance, Oregon, Washington State, and California all have state-level departments of agriculture that regulate organics and certify. And so when that stuff started happening, some people in the organic movement decided, well, let's get a federal standard so that people, so we have a uniform standard across the country. And I think, people at the time meant for that. I think it was well-intentioned, but I've talked to even some of the people in the movement now that were part of that, and they're starting to wonder if that was the right way to go, because the federal government is subject, shall we say, to a lot of interference from the corporate elite. And so in 1990, the Organic Food Production Act was passed, and they created a national organic program as part of the Agriculture Marketing Service of the United States Department of Agriculture. And they were tasked with developing standards, and so it took them till about 1998 to come out with standards. And the first version that they came out with were horrible. People within the organic community were extremely upset because they included genetically modified crops, they included sewage sludge, they included certain types of pesticides that
organic farmers
never used. It was a It was a total joke, and that's actually how our organization started, because the National Campaign for Sustainable Agriculture and a lot of the co-ops and stuff said, hey, this is unacceptable, and so they formed a national campaigning organization to protect organic standards, and that was spun off after we won that campaign, I might add, so that's how the Organic Consumers Association came in being, and so we were able to stop that. At the time, we mobilized over 300,000 comments to the USDA, and there were some protests in the streets and things, and we were able to, and all the big industry players were on board at that time too, because it was still mostly family operations. And so we were able to get those cleaned up, and they were not perfect, but they were at least acceptable. And so as things have gone along, though, we've seen organics growing at a phenomenal rate. They've been growing at about 15 to 20% a year for the past, since about 2000.
And Whole Food Market is proof of that.
Exactly. They would be very much a proof of that. And so as it grew, more corporations started to realize that, hey, this is where the money is, because the conventional food sector grows maybe 2% a year. And Whole Foods Market is actually, a pretty good example, because they're a publicly traded, at least the Whole Foods Market Corporation. There are some places that have Whole Foods markets that are independent, but the Whole Foods Corporation is a Fortune 500 publicly traded, you know, for-profit corporation. And we've seen even with them, we've seen them start to cut corners, and they were in it from, you know, early on. But then you see General Mills has gotten into the market, Smucker's has gotten into the market, Heinz has gotten into the market, and you have these big corporations getting into the market. And, you know...
And the mother of all, Walmart.
Exactly. And we've already caught them cheating on their organic labeling, conventional produce organic. So
but wasn't
if there's
that,
anyone out there that's shopping there, you know, shop carefully.
And wasn't there the question that was raised when Walmart said, made the announcement that they were going to get into the organic, start providing organic products at their stores, wasn't the question raised at the time that they said it that what is that going to do to the industry?
Exactly. We were pretty vocal. In fact, I think through much of, I believe, last year and the year before, we were campaigning heavily against Walmart, and we still are. If you look at the problem with Walmart, I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, low-income consumers, because I don't make very much money myself, can have access to organic food. But the problem with, you know, and people said, well, Walmart's getting into it, that provides access. But if you look... If you study what Walmart does to the economy, there's economists that have gone through and documented this, that they basically depress prices all across the board, and that's why, for instance, a lot of our manufacturing jobs are going overseas.
Well, they are a community business killer. I mean, when they
exactly.
come in, they're like locusts. They come in
absolutely.
And eat up all of the small businesses, all for cheap jobs and cheap benefits and cheap goods. And
exactly.
and the question should be asked, you know, at what cost is low cost?
Exactly. And we've already seen, there's an interesting study. We just put this out in our last issue of our newsletter. There was a study in California by a group that studies rural issues there that showed that the rate of California farms converting to organic has basically started to slow down or stall. And what that seems to show is that There's probably a number of factors, but one of the main ones is that farm prices, you know, for the organic farmer, the price he gets for his produce is starting to go down. Why? Because big processors such as Walmart and Heinz and so forth get into the market, and they kind of game the farmers. They promise them, oh, you'll get these, you know, huge contracts, so you better expand. But then, you know, the bigger you expand, the more capital you need, and the less money you end up making back. And these farmers, you know, they're starting to go, wait, there's not the money in organics. There was anymore, at least not if I work for these corporations. And so we're very worried that, you know, organic farms were converting over very rapidly up until recently, and that's our goal. You know, we want that for this country to have, you know, clean air and clean water again. And if that stalls, you know, we're in a lot of trouble.
And then part of the challenge and part of the problem that has occurred and part of the reasons that have given rise to organic farmers are the creation of these super farms, these mega, mega, mega farms, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because you didn't mention that one, because that's a big one,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's huge. And that's what I am referring to as farmers expand. They
okay.
have these big incentives to expand because it is growing so rapidly. And so some of the, even the ma and pa farms have expanded, and we're not entirely happy with that. But then there was a wave of buyouts in the early, like about 2000 to 2003. And that's where, for instance, let's talk about dairy. Horizon Organics was a family-owned brand, and they got bought out by Dean Foods, which is the single largest conventional milk processor in the United States, and they really know how to run factory feedlots. And so they bought out Horizon, and, you know, they realized, hey, there's money in this. We better get more, you know, milk on production as soon as possible so we can cash in, because that's their profit incentive, and that's what they're legally supposed to do is maximize profits. And so they basically brought online, we found at least two very large, quote-unquote, organic dairies, but they're basically feedlots.
Why are they not organic?
Well, we look at it this way. The most surveys show that organic consumers expect organic milk to come from cows that have been grazed, that have access to pasture, basically that they're humanely treated and that, you know, antibiotics and so forth are used you know, not at all or at very, very minimal circumstances. But when you have these factory feedlots, they're confined. They don't have access to pasture, and they're eating grain primarily. And if you study the history of cows and other ruminant animals, they're meant to eat grass. They're not meant to eat corn, and it actually harms the health of the cows. So, you know, the milk from an organic grass-based farm is going to be much higher quality because the cow is healthier. And so, and that's what consumers have come to expect. And so we believe that by Horizon selling milk, yes, from cows that, you know, yeah, well, they're fed organic feed, but they have no access to pasture. We believe that constitutes fraud because that's counter to the expectation of most consumers.
Well, is it counter to the national organic dairy standards?
And this is where we get into interesting dilemma because there's been wrangling about this ever since we got the original standards fixed. We
said there's a
loophole here. We think there's a loophole, and we've been trying to get it fixed.
And we need to talk about that loophole, but first we have to take a break.
I'm talking
to Matt Tyler, campaign associate at Organic Consumers Association. He's joining us from northern Minnesota. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake-Up Call. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Phil Wilson. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Phil.
Excellent.
We'll talk about what I want to talk about, then we can talk about what you want to talk about, then we can talk about what I want to talk about again. So be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Phil. See you then.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Time has come today. Your past can go that way. Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back to The Wake-Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I am talking to Matt Tyler, campaign associate at Organic Consumers Association. He's joining us from northern Minnesota. We're talking about what the labels really mean when they say organic on the outside of them. And in particular, we're talking about Horizon Milk and the National Organic Dairy Standards. And Matt, you were about to go into some loopholes, it looks like, that these big farmers have been able to exploit.
Yep, that would be correct. since the inception of the standards, the dairy section basically specified that the cows were supposed to have access to pasture a certain number of days a year, not to be less than 90 per growing season. And even that we had to fight to keep in. But also we've been pushing for, and a lot of the small dairy farmers here in the Midwest have been pushing for, a little harder requirement that says that no less than, I believe it's 30% of the dry matter intake of the cows, that's basically the feed that they get, has to come from grass. And we felt that, or from pasture, rather. And we felt that having a very explicit kind of weight-based target gives us something more enforceable to look at. And so we've been fighting for that one, but the USDA is, let's just say the USDA is a bureaucracy, and there's a lot of people high in the agriculture department that have been blocking the adoption of that standard. So that's the one issue. And the second issue is just that the National Organic Program's enforcement has been extremely lax on this. We're maybe filing some legal things on this. We're not sure. But we've filed formal complaints to the USDA and tried to go through the system to get their, certification revoked or get them slapped with a fine. Get this issue fixed, and they've been pretty unresponsive. So it's a twin issue of a loophole that makes it easier for them to cheat, and their lack of enforcement.
And then we have there's a boycott going on of these products. Talk to us about the boycott.
Yeah, basically we've been just telling consumers one simple thing: don't buy Horizon Organic milk. And for that matter, there's another brand called Aurora Organic that's been doing the exact same thing. They're a little less visible, so it's harder to know if you're getting their milk, because they supply some of the private label brands in different, for instance, for Whole Foods or other things. And so it's very difficult to find out who's using what, because they don't always release that information. We've tried, but they don't always release it. But if you see anything that you can trace to or Aurora Organic milk, don't buy that either.
And those are and Aurora is sold by Walmart, by Costco, by Wild Oats,
that's
by
correct.
Safeway, by Giant, UNFI, and others.
That's correct.
And here's the other sad and scary part to me, Matt, is are there three organic dairy brands that are joining with Aurora and Horizon? For this big fix?
Well, it's a complicated issue internally within the organic market. There's there definitely are some other brands that have collaborated with them. It's somewhat unclear. For instance, Organic Valley, we believe, is one of the best organic dairy brands in the country. However,
gold standard, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I'd encourage everyone listening to buy them if you have access to it, because I've personally met many of the farmers there, and I can personally attest that they do the best in the industry. Their internal standards are higher than the organic ones, but nonetheless, there's been a lot of pressure even on them from distributors and so forth. It's hard to trace it exactly to get this get this problem resolved. Because the organic trade associations, this is hurting the organic milk industry, and their corporate controlled board at this point. There was a memo passed around a while back that, we got a copy of that where, the CEO of Organic Valley, basically signed on saying, well, we need to resolve this pasture thing. And there was a signature from Horizon and Aurora as well. And we were a little bit upset about that. And yet at the same time, we know from our on-the-ground work and from working with them for years that they do the best job that there is. So it's a bit confusing exactly what's going on right now within the industry.
What are we finding that's happening with the places that sell these products? Are they adhering to your boycott? Are you getting some traction on that?
We are, in fact. There's two instances I can cite. First of all, we've got emails from community-based co-ops all over the country that have dropped it. We got once we declared it, we had an outpouring of emails from different co-ops, co-ops in just in the Midwest, Madison and Minneapolis. A lot of the community-based co-ops dropped them all together in favor of Organic Valley. And then so we have that, and in the West as well. I can't speak to the South because I don't remember seeing a lot of emails from the South, but We know that it was happening. And then on top of that, we also know that Horizon also owns a brand of soy and soy milk. And they were trying to spin it off, I believe. Let me just make sure this. I believe it's White Wave, but let me just double check that one.
Oh, please don't tell me it's White Wave.
Let me. I don't want to slander them here. So
please don't
sure
tell me.
I got it right here. But what we did find is, anyway, they were trying to spin off this brand, and the investor said no. They said, you're too risky right now, and we don't want to buy your anything associated with your brand until you figure out this boycott, so you resolve this boycott. So we have made an impact.
Well, and I guess it also tracks back to maybe just the organic way that your industry has grown, that you all started small together, that you've grown up with this, is that one of the reasons why people are responding so immediately to this, you think?
Yeah, I feel there is. Within organic movement, there's a lot of people that are very much community activists, mm-hmm. very concerned about their community and
so it's bigger than the actual money that is being made off of this, or the business aspect of it. It's a philosophy.
Exactly. That's well said.
Let me get to another caller or two here. Christine, do you have a question for my guest, Matt Tyler?
Yes, Matt, I see a lot of products that are labeled organic, but I've been told through the years that unless it says certified organic, that it doesn't have any meaning, just the word organic on these products. Is that true?
It's a bit complicated, but what you want to look for on when you're talking about food, according to the standards, they are not allowed to use the word organic on the packaging unless they have the proper amount of it in there. So there's three different grades of organic. I want to get this accurate here, but if it has the USDA organic seal on it, it's a little round bug. It says USDA and organic under that. It's kind of white and green. You want to look for that because that at least ensures that it's certified by the USDA. Now, as we've said with Horizon, we can't entirely trust that, and you have to be a little bit. You have to look into the brand some. But if it has that bug on it, the little round circle there, it should be, it is certified. Now, the other thing you want to do is they have a class of things called made with organic ingredients, and you can look on the label, and it should say certified organic. And that's the thing. Some companies, for instance, will not use the bug because they've objected to the national standards to some extent. And so they will on their packaging write certified organic, and they will list the certifying authority.
Now, if the consumer is out there and looking for the best possible assessment of organic as it pertains to food, mm-hmm. What should they look for?
Look for 100% organic. And also, I would recommend, of course, if they're looking for the best possible, there's fair trade products, which we also heavily recommend, especially coffee and teas and chocolate. That we also recommend because the international fair trade standards are about commensurate with, in those areas anywhere, about commensurate with organic standards. And those ensure that the producers in developing countries get a fair wage.
Now, does it have those words on it, fair trade products?
Yeah, it'll say fair trade certified, and you want to look on the box and see, make sure it says fair trade certified, and then it has a certifying authority on it. So
are there some certifying authorities that we should look for in addition to the USDA that makes it even, that you're really, really, really getting getting organic products?
Definitely. We think the OCIA was one of the original grassroots certifiers,
mm-hmm.
There's different regional chapters of that, and they are, I believe, pretty much the gold standard in many areas. The some of the state certification systems are pretty good. Oregon TILF mm-hmm. is very good. Washington State Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
California does that as well. We haven't done a head-to-head comparison of all the different certifying agents, so I can't. These aren't based on numbers, but this is what we've seen through the years.
Now, what do you recommend that consumers do?
Well, I would say, generally, we recommend that consumers buy as local as they can and buy as organic as they can and get fair trade if they can get it. We suggest people go to their local co-ops. If there's a local co-op in your area, that's the best way to go because those are not-for-profit corporations, and they're usually locally owned. And so you're much more likely to have the produce buyers there working directly with local farmers, cutting out the middleman, and making sure people get paid fairly.
And with respect to this boycott, what should people do?
We basically just ask people not to buy Horizon or Aurora products and pressure their food stores that they go to drop them if they see them on the shelves.
Okay.
You know, get the manager, raise a little bit of a fuss. And we'd also ask people to, buy other milk brands. Organic Valley is good, and it's nationally distributed. And we'd also say, if you want, you can go to www.cornucopia.org, and they have a dairy scorecard that gives you regional brands.
Oh,
and,
very good.
People can go to that, and we've partnered with them on some of this work. So.
And who are some of the places that have dropped these products?
Well, I can give you right off the top of my head the North Country Co-op in Minneapolis, the Wedge Co-op in Minneapolis. I can't remember which one it was, but one of the co-ops in Madison. There's a co-op in, I believe, Boulder that dropped it. That's just off the top of my head. I don't have the list right in front of me. But
Does Whole Food continue to carry these products?
We have a rumor that we can't substantiate that some of the stores in the Midwest have dropped it. But as far as we know, nationally, they still are carrying it.
Okay, so then that's another place where people can start.
Absolutely.
Very good. And your website address, please.
It's www.organicconsumers.org, and that's with two C's, so two words, organic consumers, no space, and then .org. And there's an amazing amount of information on there, and so if you have something specific, just use the search feature there, and because there's a ton of information.
And I want to thank you so much, Matt Tyler, Campaign Associate for Organic Consumers Association. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Take care now.
You too.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Much information, much stuff for you. Stay with me.
Moscow. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moscow, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Tonight at 5:30 on WGNU's Lone Ranger program, don't miss the return of Doug Bando, author of Foreign Follies, America's New Global Empire. He's one of the Lone Ranger's favorite guests. That, plus a little history, a little trivia, your calls, and more on the Lone Ranger Show with Lloyd Sloan, 5 till 7 weeknights on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me right after the 10 o'clock news here on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. I want to just give you an opportunity to really resonate on this this Don Imus piece. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal for a number of reasons, but it's a big deal at its very fundamental level about where we are with respect to race and racism in this country. In case you haven't heard, Don Imus on his show last week said, and I quote, he was talking about the Rutgers University women's basketball team comprised of about 8 African-American players and 2 white players. And there were 2 people on Don Imus's show, the executive producer Bernard McKirk and Don Imus. And Don Imus referred to the players as nappy-headed hoes. And this is after Bernard McKirk called the team hardcore hoes. And later, the former Imus sports announcer, Sid Rosenberg, who was filling in for sportscaster Chris Carlin, said, "The more I look at Rutgers, they look exactly like the National Basketball Association's Toronto Raptors." And then McKirk went on to the executive producer, again, of the Imus show, referred to the NCAA basketball team championship as the Spike Lee thing, jigaboos versus wannabes. Where'd that come from? Except from the bowels of a racist head and heart. And then let's not forget that the sports announcer for Imus also has said, when he talked about Venus and Serena Williams, he said on the air, "Listen, one of these days you're going to see Venus." One person said, "Listen, you're going to." He was recalling a conversation that he had with someone,
And this former sports announcer for Imus's show said, listen, one of these days you're going to see Venus and Serena in Playboy. And sports announcer for Imus said, you got a better shot at National Geographic. The same sports announcer said Venus Williams referred to her as an animal. So, you know, an apology, understand, for him to say, and here's what I want to do a quick compare and contrast here. Imus is now apologizing, but and here's what he said. What I've learned is that you can't make fun of everything, everybody, because some people don't deserve it. That's what you have to say? No, who you are, what you are, who you, what you say is who you are. And when you allow for a climate of racism, when this is the proof of why Imus should be fired. Because look at what ensues when you don't punish people for wrong behavior, for wrong racist behavior. The sports announcer Sid Rosenberg said of Venus and Serena Williams, you get a better shot at them being in National Geographic than in Playboy. He looks at these two African women and sees animals. In fact, he referred to Venus Williams as an animal. If that doesn't make you a racist monster, I don't know what does. You have Imus saying they're nappy-headed hoes. You have Imus's producer calling them hoes. Calling them, saying that, and then you have Imus's sportscaster saying, the more I look at Rutgers, they look exactly like the Toronto Raptors. And then you have the executive producer of Imus's show saying, jigaboos. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Imus should be fired. Imus should be fired. So should his executive producer. Both of them should be fired. And if you have any question in your mind about how acceptable this is, ask yourself, Are people still referring to Jesse Jackson's comments about Jewish people 30 years later? 20-something years later? Of course they are. Where's the comparison on a radio show, on a nationally syndicated, on a local radio show? You don't even have to go nationally syndicated, because that pool's too small to pull from anyway. On a local show, is there a comparison? Is there one single comparison of something a person of African descent or another person of color has said about a white person that is comparable to that, and they got to keep their job? You can't, because it hasn't happened. 1-877-920-WGNU. Imus should lose his job. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. This is the world that we live in, and the responsibility that we have by being in this world. And we need to tend to our business. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Craig, you're going to be our last voice on today.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
The The women's basketball this year was great, Liz. I watched the college ball, and I watched that championship game in Rutgers and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great game, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Well, it was a blowout. Tennessee kind of blew them out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to
say, Rutgers wasn't supposed to be in there anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They weren't supposed to be in there anyway. So go ahead.
Rutgers has a black coach.
That's correct.
And I think that makes a big difference because I don't know whether it's more accepted, you know, if you have a white person at the helm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thinking that...
So you're saying it was a slam on a couple of different levels. It was a slam because it was the coach was black and the majority of the women were black. Because the majority of the players on the Tennessee team were black as well.
Exactly. And Liz, the head coach has a lot of black assistant coaches.
Where?
A lot of black women.
At Rutgers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes. What is interesting, somebody called today, and I haven't verified this, but they said on the show today that the Rutgers or that the Tennessee coach hasn't said anything about it.
They're right.
And the white coach hasn't said anything about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, maybe she'll speak up because she was the one saying how they had to support each other because she was saying that during the tournament, when the team loses, they go home and they should stay and support the big game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to support each other in other ways also.
Oh, you think? Absolutely. Craig, thank you so much for that.
Well,
my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening and stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. You pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help.